Evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at LaPorte High School, LaPorte, Indiana, home of Ken Schreiber Field. Ken Schreiber was a coach at LaPorte High School, 38, maybe 39 years. Overall record, I'll mention 1,010 wins, 217 losses. He's responsible for the first 7 state championships here at LaPorte High School. What a coach. Earlier in the first game, we had a Mr. Dave Parcells with us. He was on the first team, Ken Schreiber, back in 59 and 60. Welcome you to today's education-based high school boys baseball game. Tonight, it's the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights in the Morgan Township Frickies. Internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank LaPorte High School for opening up their facility. What a quality place to play baseball. It's in LaPorte Fleischer's High School. They have a school enrollment of 1,804. They're a Class 4A school in baseball and probably other sports too. They are in sectional number 3 in Class 4A baseball. They played their sectional at Plymouth High School. There were 5 teams in it. Slicers, Michigan City Wolves, Mishawaka Cavemen, Plymouth Pilgrims, South Bend Adams, the Eagles. Mentioned Mishawaka High School got the win in the final game versus LaPorte. That was a 6-3 decision. Class 4A, sectional 3. That was this year, 2024. The principal at LaPorte High School is Mr. Scott Up. Scott Up is also their baseball coach. He is the principal and the baseball coach, and their athletic director is Steve Santana, and their athletic assistant athletic director is Jeff Sherman. Both were cordial, appreciate them, put me in sports, very thankful. Also mentioned, LaPorte High School is located at 602 F Street, LaPorte, Indiana, 6350. This evening, I'll tell you what, they're having a car show. There's some nice-looking older cars, Starsky and Hutch, all that one. And they're going to go up and down the streets here in LaPorte. They got streets blocked off. If you didn't know, you found out. And they're having a car show. They're going to go have a two-hour segment of a car show. That'd be fun for a lot of people. The streets are lined with lawn chairs right now. LaPorte High School, you can reach them by telephone at 219-362-3102. On the web, it's GoSlicers.com. They're the college team of orange and black. They perform in the Duneland Athletic Conference. And we'll mention in that conference is Valparaiso, Chesterton, Lake Central, Crown Point, LaPorte, Beach, Merrillville, and Michigan City. We'll mention the athletic secretary at LaPorte High School is Michelle McLennan. Mention LaPorte Slicers head coach, got up, baseball coach. They finished 5th of 8 teams this year in the Duneland Conference. They finished 7-7. Assistant coaches, along with Coach Got Up, is Jeff Damas and Rob Schellinger. LaPorte High School, we are thankful there for, and I say what, the ground crew is tremendous. The field looks plush. We'll mention this ball game is going to take place here about 7 o'clock at Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll mention both teams to get here, the path they took earlier games, the first game at 10:30 or 11:30 Eastern Time with Morgan Township in Fremont. Morgan Township in 7 innings got the win, 11-3. CX Central Catholic and Union City went at it in game 2. That was about a 1:30 ball game Central Time. It was 2:30 Eastern Time. Central Catholic got the win, 6-1. Morgan Township is going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard in this ball game, and Central Catholic will be the home team. Morgan Township will be in the third base dugout. Central Catholic will be in the first base dugout. And they're getting ready to start here. We'll mention they're ready to go. Umpires letting them know. So getting ready to have some baseball here momentarily. 5 officials on this team. We're going to listen to Todd Hindley. Todd Hindley, public address. And we're going to listen in. Sir Heinzman.
Sincere the sportsmanship, you ask that all fans act responsibly and courteously to those around you. Abusive language or disorderly conduct is unacceptable, not welcome at IHSAA events. Support the student athletes, coaches, officials, and your fellow fans the respect they deserve. Cooperation is appreciated, and please enjoy the game. Now, the starting lineups for today's game. Put the visitors on the scoreboard. Morgan Township Cherokees leading off in center field, number 13, Grant Cowger. Batting second at short, number 3, Logan Atchison. Batting third at third base, number 1, Al Lemon. Batting cleanup, designated hitter, Rosenbaum. He'll be hitting for the pitcher. Number 10, Jack Wheeler. Batting fifth, behind the plate, number 6, Brad Ferris. Batting sixth in right field, number 8, Pat Lowenthal. Batting seventh at second base, number 4, Matt Siner. Batting eighth in left field, number 7, Clint Lemon. And batting ninth at first base, number 5, Katie Walters. The Cherokees are coached by Mr. John Smith. Now, the starting lineup, the Lake Central Catholic Knights. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Leading off at second, number 9, Hudson Meatwine. Second at third base, number 17, Gavin Butel. Batting third at first, number 10, Lucas Gerke. Batting cleanup behind the plate, number 3, Jackson Kane. Batting fifth in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. Batting sixth in center field, number 33, Bryn Robbins. Batting seventh, designated hitter, number 12, Alex Schumer. Be hitting for the left fielder, number 41, Isaac Pinger. Batting eighth on the mound, number 34, Keaton Brooks. And batting ninth, shortstop, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Knights are coached by Mr. Tim Bordenay. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please rise. Gentlemen, remove your hats. We honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
National anthem never sounded better. Tell you what, instrumental, some organ, baseball anthem for the United States of America. So the Knights and the Morgan Township Cherokees going to go at it. Knights are going to be the home team on the scoreboard. Cherokee's going to bat first. Warmed up on the mound right now. Central Catholic is Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks doing the pitching in this game tonight. We'll mention he wears number 34. Talk a little bit about Keaton Brooks. We'll mention Keaton Brooks on the season. He has 49 innings under his belt. He has 11 appearances. This is appearance number 12. This is start number 10. Brooks, he's faced 221 batters. Has thrown 823 pitches. Got 5 wins, 2 losses on the season. He's given up 41 hits, 22 runs scored. He's given up 16 earned runs. And Will also made walk 31 batters. He has struck out 39. 9 of those batters went down looking. And Keaton Brooks, along the way, has hit 4 batters. In the season, he's getting warmed up. We'll mention a little bit about starting lineup. Around the diamond for Central Catholic, the catching in this ballgame is going to be Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane was number 3 at first base. Number 10, Lucas Berkey. At second base, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. At shortstop, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. At third base is number 17, Gavin Boutel. In left field is number 41, Isaac Suppinger. In center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. And then we'll miss it. Alex Schumer is going to get in. He's going to be the DH in the ballgame. He'll get himself ready while on the bench. Bat Schumer in the 7th spot. He'll wear number 12. Batting in place of defensive player Isaac Suppinger, 41, the left fielder. Can't wait to throw one down here. 7 o'clock straight up, AT&T time. AT&T basically making this broadcast possible. AT&T been a member by 30 years. AT&T quality, cellular activity. Step in, and we're going to see a left-handed batter from Morgan Township. Township going to step in, number 13. He'll be the leadoff batter in today's ballgame. Number 13, Grant Cogger, center field. First pitch of the ballgame, Keaton Brooks. Side low, ball one. 7:01 on the wristwatch, Central Time, or 8:01 back home. Tina's batter open stance. Here comes the pitch to Cogger. Ground ball, first base. Fielded by Lucas Cherokee, he'll have to flip it. He'll get the put out and covering the base nicely with Keaton Brooks. There's one out here in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. We're going to see number 3, Logan Atchison. Logan Atchison, right-handed batter, the shortstop position for the Cherokees. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup, Keaton Brooks, first pitch to Atchison. Inside edge, high, strike call. Keaton Brooks stepping back on the rubber. 1 foot on, 1 foot off. Left-handed hurler, Keaton Brooks. Comes in low, a 1. Ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Early going here at LaPorte High School. That's 3, I think that's 1A. For it right now. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. He'll take one to right field. Minnick going to give it a long run. He'll make the catch. Just inside the foul line. About 3/4 of the way out in the right field. He has come a long way. Made the catch. And there are 2 out on the diamond. The top of the first inning. Batter going to step in. Going to be a 3 hitter. Number 1, Cal Lemons. Cal Lemons, another left-handed batter. Morgan Township. It's right there, John Smith. Alternate batters here, lefty and a righty, and are now a lefty. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. That was a roundhouse breaking pitch. It's an MPH off of it. Slow curveball for strike 1. And the wind in the pitch from Brooks. Side low, ball 1. Ball 1 strike. 2 outs on the diamond, top of the first inning. 4 umpire crew. Here comes the pitch. Outside and low, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Step back in. That's number 1, 3 hitter, Cal Lemons. Now the wide up, here comes the pitch from Brooks. Side and low, 3. 3-1 count. About the hitter's count. See what happens. 3-1 count, 2 outs. A Lemons in the batter's box. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. Here's the pitch. He'll take a shot to right field. He got a lot of it. It's going to be a foul ball. Just foul. Right, 8 to 10 feet off the foul line. It almost got the warning track in flight. had a lot of that sweet spot on that 14-inch aluminum bat. That's a good stroke. You count to full. You two count. Out limits. Here comes a line from Brooks. He pitch. Ball four. A jog down to first base. Morgan Township has a runner aboard. It's Cal Lemons. Stepping into bat, we're going to see the four hitter. The hitter, he's going to be the DH. He'll start out that way. 17, Chase Rosenbaum. Chase Rosenbaum is batting in place of defensive player. He's the pitcher, Jack Wheeler. Comes the pitch. Outside, ball one on a breaking pitch from Brooks. Peyton Brooks is getting dialed in. He's getting acclimated. Brooks, member of the senior class, out of the set. Checks first base. Here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Ball one strike to the four hitter, 17, Chase Rosenbaum. Right-handed batter's box, runner aboard at first base is Cal Lemons. He drew a walk with two out. Out of set, here comes the pitch. He pitch, he'll take it to right center field. Then trying to make the catch. Long way to run in. Couldn't make the catch. It's going to get to the grass and a base hit. Hit off the bat of the four hitter, Chase Rosenbaum. And then Morgan Township have two aboard. And they're going to allow 17, Chase Rosenbaum. He'll run. He's going to put an apparatus on that right arm. I tell you what, I got to mention, I saw Grandma and Grandpa earlier in the car. And I got to mention Jet. At Gija, don't quote me on the last name, G-H-E-A-J-A, not in this game. He's got a boot on. Grandma and Grandpa for Jet let me know that their son in West Virginia, meteorologist, might be watching the game, or listening to the game, I should say. Pitch comes in high and away, ball one. It's half the plate, right-handed batter. At least Ferris. Ferris, a right-handed batter, wears number six. He's the catcher. Comes the pitch. Hung on and take one right side out of play. Pretty good stroke right there by the catcher, Bradley Ferris. Ball one strike. Ball's live, ball's in play. Runner at first and second base. One ball, one strike, two out. We're in the top of the first inning. Here comes the pitch. Your curveball in there for a strike. Climb back in. Bradley Ferris wanted to just double check, make sure that was right at the edge of the strike zone. The umpire gave him an explanation quickly, said yes. Ball, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch. A ball out of play. The bat through the zone quickly. It's number six, Bradley Ferris. Bradley Ferris is a member of the junior class. Peering in, looking at signals. Check second base, out of the stretch. Now the set. Peyton Brooks, here's a 1-2 pitch. Your curveball misses away. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Peyton Brooks licks the fingers. Off of the rubber, drives. He's back in the rubber now. Two count, out. In the batter's box, five hitter. Six, Bradley Ferris, here's the pitch. Ain't a miss. Jackson Kane cleans it. Might have been a breaking pitch. A nice hit out of the inning. They have two left aboard. That's Morgan Township. And a good game in the works here. Well, we just know it. We'll mention a little bit about Morgan Township. Morgan Township Cherokees. Morgan Township Cherokees are a Class 1A school, Sectional 49. They have six in their sectional. They have just won their third straight sectional win. And in their sectional is Bowman Academy, Mott Christian, Hammond Academy, Couch, Morgan Township, Washington Township. Principal at Morgan Township High School is Wes Butcher. Athletic director is Jerry Mateer. That is a female. Jerry, J-E-R-I. Sure, she does the job well. We'll also mention Morgan Township High School is located at 299 South State Road 49, Valparaiso, Indiana, 46383. You can dial them up by telephone at 219-462-5883. To learn more about Morgan Township, go to morgantownship.org to find out about the community. Green and gold are the college teams they wear, and they are in the Porter County Conference. There are eight teams. Are Boone Grove, Hebron, Couch, Morgan Township, South Central, Tri Township, Chicken Township, S-ville. Women's and Morgan Township finished their conference at 4-3. They were third place of eight teams. Their head coach is Mr. John Smith. Morgan Township High School. Doing some warm-up tosses on the surface right there doing the pitching. Morgan Township is Jack Wheeler. Jack Wheeler going to concentrate on the pitching. They're good ways to designated hitter Chase Rosenbaum. We mentioned Jack Wheeler on the season. Jack Wheeler wears number 10. He's got a win-loss record of 4 wins, 1 loss. This is appearance number 12. He's pitched in 53 innings this season. That leads the team, giving up 37 hits, giving up 22 runs. 19 of those runs were earned. He's walked 26 batters. He has struck out 97 batters. He's given up 1 home run. He has faced 224 batters, thrown a total of 880 pitches entering this game. So that's the pitcher. That's Jack Wheeler. His catcher, number 6, is Bradley Ferris. Base, number 5, Brady Walters. Second base, number 4, Matt Simer. At shortstop, number 3, Logan Atchison. At third base, number 1, Cal Lemons. Left field, number 7, Clint Lemons. Center field, King Grant Calder. And in right field, number 8, at Lowenthal. As mentioned, Rosenbaum. Chase Rosenbaum will be the DH. He'll bat for the pitcher. So first batter in the lineup. Bottom of the first inning, we're going to see Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step in. They're wearing the white uniforms, blue stirrups. I will mention Morgan Township wearing the green jerseys and the white pants. Comes in, strike called. Balls, 1 strike. Bottom of the first inning. And from the windup, here comes the pitch. Strike called, outside edge. Might have been outside half. Right below the kneecaps. Balls, 2 strikes. Hudson Gutwein, the first batter for the night. Trying to show pitches to the dugout. Here comes the pitch. Side of ball. Just missed. Ball, 2 strikes. Wind's blowing. It's fluttering the jersey of Hudson Gutwein. A little bit of rain happening before the game. It was soft. Little raindrops. He'll take one to right field. He's going to get the right center field gap. He's going to get beyond the right fielder up against the wall in right field. He's round second base, and Hudson Gutwein going to be at third base, and Coach Boyne sends him home. Throw comes in. He's going to make it. Head first slide. Hudson Gutwein takes a 1-2 pitch. Right field. Got a lot of it. To pick it up off the warning track. And Coach Boyne waves him on in. Oh, next batter in the lineup, we're going to see number 17, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, third baseman. And he's his batter. He's going to step in. So, back to live action. The elation is pretty much subsiding. Here comes the pitch. Jack Wheeler, here comes the pitch. Low, right across the zone right there. Kneecaps. Jack Wheeler. Jack Wheeler looking for that lowest strike zone. That's the way to go. Roger Clemens made a living. That zone. Pitch comes in tight. Ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. To step back on the rubber. From the windup, 1 foot on, 1 foot off, veering over the mitt, looking at the signals. Back to the screen, a foul ball. Ball, 2 strikes. Boutel. He'll step back in. Nobody out. Second batter in the bottom of the first inning. Nice batting. Here comes the pitch. Side ball. Count goes even at 2-2. Balls, 2 strikes. Gavin Boutel, he'll step back in. Right-handed batter's box. Peering in, look at the signals. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Swung on, he'll lift one. Lift it to shallow center field. come in, going to drop. High fly ball, had a long way to run forward. The ball's going to drop. A base hit. Gavin Buechel. And Gavin Buechel picks up. Base hit. Number 32, and that's 33, I believe. 33 hits on the season. They're all singles. Gavin Buechel. So stepping in, we're going to see Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke, left-handed batter, working from the stretch. Jack Wheeler. A little bit open. Sitting a little bit closer with that left foot to first base. Just a pitch. Jumps in high, a ball. Square in the bunt there was Lucas Gerke. Pulled the bat back, ball one. So let's step back in, three-hitter. Tonight, Lucas Gerke. At first base, Gavin Buechel. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. He'll close up on the set position. Swing and a miss. So one ball, one strike. Nobody out. Stepping back in, Lucas Gerke, the three-hitter for the Knights. Peering in, looking at singles. Sets first base. Out of stretch. Now the set. Comes a 1-1 pitch. I put a bunt down. I'm going to offer. Up empty. Goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Signals given. Coach Bordenay. Several given. Quite a few. Stepping back in the rubber. Looking at signals. Jack Wheeler. The first base. Out of stretch. Now the set. Comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Going to even the count at 2-2. Keep looking for signals. Signals given. Base coach Tim Bordenay. Step back in. Two count. And looking at signals, looking at first base out of stretch. Jack Wheeler out of the set. Here comes a 2-2. He cut, swing and a miss. Go back to the dugout. I just have one out here on the diamond. Stepping into bat. Next batter going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, a junior class member, does the catching for the Knights. Get the pine tar up there above that handle. And I think that's a good idea. I think a lot of folks that might hear me would think the same. So step in, right into the batter. One out. In the first inning, runner at first base is Buechel. Comes in right across the zone. Lower part of the zone, below the kneecap, strike called. I'd much rather be forced to swing at a low strike zone pitch than one just above the strike zone. Sometimes you can make the swing look funny. Ball pitch up that high and you realize it wasn't. Then the swing's gonna pitch like that and it looks like an ugly swing. Jumps in. Swing a miss, healthy cut. Action Kane. Goes 0-2. Action Kane. Catcher. Kind of near the bottom of the first inning. Central Catholic. They'll lead there at first base. But we tell. Stretch position. Jack Wheeler. He'll check first base. A long check. Now the set position. He 0-2. No, he'll step off the back. Step off the back. He'll somewhat control the pace of this game. Somewhat. I saw a pitcher from early in the season. He stepped off three times in a row. Home plate umpire didn't think very kindly of that. Two count. Then out of stretch. Now the set. Comes the pitch. By three, going to call him out. Side edge. Jackson Kane going to go back to the dugout. And Jackson Kane basically has the bat taken out of his hand. So there are two out. Two out on the diamond. Kate Minnick going to scratch dessert right there. He'll step in. Left-handed batter. And looking at signals. How stretch. Checks first base. Jack Wheeler, pitcher for Morgan Township. Here's the pitch. He's going to foul one back out of play, left side. No balls, one strike. Two out. Step back in. Just have one run in. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Wow. The 0-1 pitch from Wheeler. He's going to step off the back again. He'll step off the back. He splits his hands. He splits glove and hand away from the baseball. Baseball in the hand. Steps back in. Puts the first base out of stretch. Now the set position. Comes a pickoff move. I guess he steps off the back. His rubber has got dirt on it. Might have a little bit of a chunky mud somewhat. And it's hard to see. But I'm sure that seat position fire near second base can't see it. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Comes pitch. Pitch comes in. Strike call to throw to second base. Sliding in safe. Guy going to third base. When we tell, makes it to second as the throw is off target. So no balls, two strikes. Had the backup routine. They had the players on the shift. That left fielder was coming in to back up third base on that play. That is alert. That's number 7, Clint Lemons. Fielder. Clint Lemons, we'll mention. He's a freshman. Outfielder and an infielder. Lemons, he's in the left field. Working out a stretch. And looking at signals. Runner at second base is Gavin Vitell. The pitch, the 0-2. Swung on, foul ball, going to get back to the screen. So Caden Minnick going to stay in that box with the 0-2 count. And they're going to dust the dish off right there. Beautiful field. The dirt is manicured beautifully. Hey, what, here a couple of years ago, and this place is plush. You can tell that they this ought to be a definite location and for baseball. Slicers baseball. What? Well, how to do it? Out of set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Comes in tight. They're going to call it strike 3. So the Knights pick up one run in the bottom of the first. Pick up two hits. Pitching in the top half of the first inning. Morgan Township picked up one hit. One complete. Central Catholic, 1. Morgan Township, 0. And we do thank you for tuning in. And I will mention a little bit about Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, a school was founded in 1956. School enrollment of 304. Their Class 1A, Sectional 54. The regional final was against Frontier. Central Catholic captured the win. We'll mention principal at Central Catholic High School is Daryl Beck. The athletic director is Kim Bourdonnais. The assistant athletic director is Charlie Roberts. The athletic administrative assistant is Stacy Hall. The athletic trainer, she is on hand, Sarah Igo. Sarah Igo. She got a new daughter, Sarah Igo. Sarah tells me she's 10 months old now. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410. South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone at 765-742-496. And dial them up at 765-742-496. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. They're with the colors navy and white. They are in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the West Division. They finished third of 9 teams. Head coach is Kim Bourdonnais. He's a 1987 graduate, Central Catholic High School. We'll mention their assistant coaches, Ryan Johnson, A.J. Bourdonnais, Kevin Donahoe, Fred Rogers, John Anthrop, Dave Smith. So they're going to step in right now, top of the second inning. Going to step in. It's the right fielder, Matt Lowenthal. He wears number 8. He bats in the 6th spot. Or head coach, Tom Smith. First pitch comes in, foul ball, right side, out of play. So let's step back in, 0-1 count. Top of the second inning. It's a cool night. It's a good, cool environment to play baseball. It's kind of windy. And up, that pitch comes in, ball inside, 1-1. Cool night, but it's not raining. If that rain stays away, this is a good night for baseball. Wind up. Here comes the pitch for Brooks. Actually swing, ball inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. 6th batter, Matt Lowenthal. The Cherokees. The wind and the pitch from Brooks. Swung on and take a foul ball right side. It'll go out of play. As mentioned in the first game, this field has a lot of foul territory. You can pick up a out more easily with this foul territory than any other diamond I can think of for high school baseball. going to take a shot back up the middle. He's going to hit the center field, coming in, thought he could try to make a catch, and he'll drop in. Base hit. Back in by center fielder Brent Robbins. Number 8, Matt Lowenthal, he gets himself aboard with the base hit in the top of the second inning. Batter going to step in, 7 hitter number 4. Matt Steimer plays second base. He got that apparatus. He's a right-handed batter. Got on the left leg. Protects from a foul ball off the foot. Pickoff move, first base. Back safety. No tag applied by Lucas Gerke. So head first slide, he's safe, and they're going to call time. Give him a chance to walk this off. I'm not sure what happened, but that can't happen. Pickoff move, he got back safe, head first slide. Call for time. Granted, he'll step back on the base now. The base right there is Matt Lowenthal at first base. Honestly, working out a stretch. Set position. Left-handed pitcher, that sometimes can give you fits. That can give you fits, especially if that left-handed pitcher allowed to have that set foot to first base. It's a difficult view. Friend of mine, he picked off 19 his senior year. He got called for $6. The same thing. He said that was worth it. Here comes the pitch from Keaton Brooks. Friend of Bunt pulls the bat back. Courthouse to glove. Good block by Jackson Kane. Ball one. So one ball, no strikes. Looking for signals. That's number 4, Matt Steimer. Steps back in. Looking out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Just where to bunt. They put a bunt back to the pitcher. Brooks will field it. Throw to first base. Lucas Gerke makes a good play on a difficult play to make from Keaton Brooks making the throw, but it's an out. So the mission is accomplished. Number 4, Matt Steimer, moves the runner. Second base. Stepping in. Number 7, Clint Lemons. Pitchman in left field. Bit of an open stance. Now a stretch, now the set position. Take that back. There's a stretch. He'll check for the signal. Now out of the set, here comes the pitch. To a curveball, high and away. Ball, no strikes. Good set back in. Bit of an open stance for Clint Lemons. He bats in the 8th spot. On out, runner at second base for the Cherokees. Over second base. Now out of the set position, checks again. Here's the pitch. The cut, swing and a miss. Goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Are some umbrellas going up here? You say Chicago Bear football. You're not supposed to have umbrellas, but that's fictitious. I've been there. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Going to be blocked right here by Jackson Kane to his left. Laterally, and no runner movement. Second base. Balls, one strike. One out. Right there, open stance. A hitter, Clint Lemons. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set position. Here's the pitch. Down Meridian, strike call. One go by. Took a look at it. 2-2 count to Lemons. 2 count. Runner at second base. We're in the top of the second inning. One run contest. Central Catholic got one in the bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch. Right ball. They're sitting down looking. There are two out on the diamond. Next batter going to step in. Morgan Township. Going to be the 9 hitter, number 5, Brady Walters. Walters, right-handed batter. He plays first base. Coach John Smith. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. To second again, out of stretch. Now the set position for Brooks. Here's the pitch. Right called. Down Meridian, right below the kneecaps. That home plate umpire calls the lower strike zone. I'm not going to say it's a ball. That's a good pitch to hit. Over fist. Swing, and that ball is going to go, and it'll probably be low elevation. Out of set position, here's the pitch. He pitched back to a curveball, misses outside. Ball, one strike, two outs. Second base runner wants to shoot tie. And he's got a glove on, maybe two. Third time today I've seen a guy tie his shoe with his batting gloves on. That's difficult. Step back in. Brady Walters. Now stretch. Peering in looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. To second base out of the stretch. Now the set position. He's a 1-1 pitch. Hung on to take one right side. Foul territory. Float out of play. Ball two strikes. Right-handed batter's box, Brady Walters. Step back in. Then play. One ball, two strikes. Foul. Stretch, Brooks. Now the set and the pitch. Your curveball climbs its way back in. Strike three. They'll set him down looking. So the Knights get out of the inning again. They leave one on base. The Knights are going to bat in the bottom the second inning. We're going to come to the plate. Again, I do want to mention this. West Lafayette Red Devils girls basketball coach. She's getting ready to start her 18th season this coming school year. She's 239 and 154 at West Lafayette. She's going to start her sober anniversary season. She's going to enter her 25th season overall. 307, 243 overall. She has coached 550 games. Varsity girls basketball combined. Team season, West Lafayette. She is the assistant athletic director at West Lafayette. She's a girls basketball coach. She does commentary, color commentary, IHSAA state finals. HSAA. Right now, she has been about this, awarded would be the thing to say, but she's an IHSAA. She is now an assistant commissioner. She is more than worthy. I found out on an alert I got from Journal Courier. That's very nice. So we're going to take some warm-up tosses right there. Tell the dugout, we're going to take a jog. Stay fresh, stay loose. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sand-blasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. Dial them up by cell phone or you can send a text message. 317-946-2424. Again, that's 317-946-2424. And the Knights are going to send you the plate first. It's going to be Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins wears number 33. He is the center fielder. Bryn Robbins has played center field since his sophomore year. Kevin Donahoe is one of the coaches in the dugout for the Knights. Played a tremendous center field position. His days with Central Catholic Knights. Get some final warm-up tosses. We're going to throw one down second base. Chosen rope. Right hand of Bradley Ferris. So we're going to work it right there. Go back out to the pitcher's rubber. Ferris going to join him. Slaps fives right there. Knuckle up. Ferris going to jog back behind the dish. So home plate. Damp. Got some moisture on it. It's got a little bit of a rain falling. State umpire going to have to clean off his broom, his desk broom right there on the grass real quick. Put it back in his pocket. So a little bit of rain. We don't know here, but we are fortunate to be where we're setting at this time, and it's something to be thankful for. Hospitality great here at LaPorte. Found that out of the basketball season. Ball no strike. Second pitch to Robbins. Going to foul one out of play, straight back. One ball, one strike. Bryn Robbins played football in Florida. He's going to play at Kaiser University. Defensive back, maybe a linebacker. Here comes the pitch. Head down meridian, right below the kneecap, right call. Every umpire is not the same. You got to realize who he is and bat accordingly. Ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. He's fielded right there by Logan Atchison. He'll throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out with Brady Walters. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. So Alex Schumer gonna into the ballgame. Alex Schumer is going to be the DH in today's ballgame. He's a seven-hitter. Number 12, sophomore athlete, adding in place of defensive player Isaac Suffinger. But you're in left field. Where's number 41? The pitch. Side of ball. One ball, no strikes. Put Schumer back in the box. The batter. See the wind fluttering his jersey, wind right in his face. You know, take a shot, one hop to shortstop. He'll pick it up on the backhand. Logan Atchison across the diamond and throws a strike. Brady Walters are two out here in the bottom of the second inning. So next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 34, Keaton Brooks. Brooks, left-handed batter. He's the pitcher. Knight to step in. Senior class member. Keaton Brooks. Here comes the pitch from Wheeler. He's going to take a shot. He'll take it to right center field. He's going to maybe get the gap. We'll see. Make the catch. Had it, went to dive for it. He'll end up at second base. It's going to be a two-base hit. Keaton Brooks. Brooks picks up his third double on the season. Runner at second base, Coach Bourdain is going to make an adjustment. Brooks is going to probably jog back in the dugout. He is the pitcher. He'll get a courtesy runner. And it's going to be number 13, Calvin Reisman. Reisman jogs out. Calvin Reisman, he's a sophomore. He's a pitcher and an infielder. That's how he's listed. 1-1-55. The sliding mitt on that right hand. Stepping into bat for the Knights. Mikey Stapleton. Lissette, up move, second base, back safely. A bad move. A bad move there for a flip throw. Jack Wheeler, wrong throw to second base. Steve Stapleton, right-handed batter's box, out of set. Wheeler, here comes the pitch. High above the zone, ball one. Jack Wheeler, number 10, senior class member. He's going to have some, he's having some difficulty with some mud collecting on his lower, on his cleats. I don't know if they have a scratch pad behind the rubber or not. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Going to go out of play, straight back, foul ball. Goes one ball, one strike. When Reisman was on his horse, two outs. He's running on contact there. Ball's in play. 1-1 count to Mikey Stapleton. Out of stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Is Jack Wheeler out of set position, checks second base. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Key pitch, outside of ball. Played umpire, took a double take. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. They're at second base. Working out of stretch. Now the set, he'll check second base. Pick off again. Pick off move. Flip throw is the best I've seen in high school baseball this season, probably ever. That was a nice flip throw he had, a second base pickoff move. Working out a stretch, now the set. Second base, here comes the 2-1 pitch. High and tight on the pitch. Goes 3-1. Mikey Stapleton, hitter for the Knights. When the game starts, he's a 9-hitter. Stop. Into the batter's box. 3-1 count. Two outs. Out of set. Next second, here's a pitch from Wheeler. High and tight, ball four. Some 10 uses. Jack Wheeler is bringing it. His fastball, I would guess, near the 80 mile per hour ratio. Something like that. The batter going to step in for the Knights. The one hitter. Hudson Gutwein going to step in. I have stats for Central Catholic Knights for 31 games. They have played 32. The set checks second base. Here comes the pitch. He pitch finishes side low, and they're going to call timeout right there. And we're going to hope that the catcher is doing okay. Bradley Ferris, front of that one, going to walk out to the pitcher's rubber. Timeout breaking the action. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Farm Equipment since 1955. Of farmequipment.com, your Central Indiana equipment dealer serving customers and the community since 1955. Reynolds Farm Equipment, family owned and operated. Reynolds Farm Equipment supplies farmers, landscapers, contractors, homeowners, Central Indiana with a full line of new and used John Deere products. And you can reach him there on in Hamilton County, Northern Hamilton County. They're on US 31, right there. The 276th Street overpass has been created. Less than a year. We're going to have a set position. Live action, 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. High and inside, ball two. Hudson Gutwein, first time at the plate. He hit one to right center field, ended up at third base. The step back in. Runner at first base and second base for the Knights. Two out. Bottom of the second inning. Final game. North Territory. Class 1A. Comes in. Inside and tight. Right down the pike. Strike zone. Goes 2-1. Yep. Step back in. Some Gutwein. Right-handed batter's box. That's some Gutwein. Set the little flip thrower that time has nearly got away. But a good play by the shortstop, Logan Atchison, saved that ball from going into shallow center field. Safe at second base. Runners at first and second, two out. Some rain, it's spitting just a little bit. Some umbrellas are up, some are not, some may not have any. Comes in high and tight. Ball three. So they're playing Gutwein to push the ball again. Their fielder, Grant Cogger, and him accordingly. Leadoff batter for the Knights. He's actually the one hitter. Leadoff batter is only the visiting team. So he's going to manicure the mounds right there. There's rubber. Jack Wheeler dealing with a little bit of mud right there as the rain falls slightly. Fix that up, I'm quite sure. All of a sudden, here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, strike called. Down goes full at 3-2. Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein. 3-2 count, two outs. Back in, right hand is batter's box. Gutwein having some confidence, steps in. Confidence, 3-2 pitch on the way. Wheeler. Side and tight, ball four. So Gutwein going to go to first base. Bases are all occupied, two outs. It's batting in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. Two hitter. 17, Gavin Beutel. Gavin Beutel has missed it. Three hits, I do believe, on the season. They're all singles. Beutel backs in the two spot. He gets aboard. Right-handed batter's box. It's at first, second, and third base for the Knights. Two out. Bottom of the second inning, it's a one-run ball game. Knights got one in the bottom of the first. Flip move to second base. A good throw would have got him. Ball goes into shallow center field. Coming in to score, third base for the Knights. Number 13, Calvin Reisman. So Calvin Reisman crosses the dish. He kept run, scored on the season. Number 8, Calvin Reisman. So runners on first and second base. They're going to ask for a new baseball, a different one. Get his Ryer one. Five baseballs. State umpire is going to make a good decision and toss that out and get the towel out for the team that is pitching. Let them drive their own baseballs off to their satisfaction. Here's two outs on the diamond runners at first and second. Alisette Wheeler, here's the pitch. Pitch inside, tight. Have a team, Gavin Beutel. So he'll step back in. Gavin Beutel. Okay. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Second and third. Here's the pitch from Wheeler. Ground ball. Going to get first base. Going to cover. Wheeler's going to cover the bag nicely, and they'll get the put out. The Knights are out of the bottom of the second inning. Knights pick up one run. Pick up one run in the bottom half after two complete Knights. Two. Morgantown Cherokees. Zero. We'll also mention they're at Reynolds Farm Equipment. Inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Tidy's Bakery and Deli, you can enjoy breakfast and or lunch. Tidy's Bakery and Deli, they are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. And again, that's in Hamilton County. That's in northern Hamilton County. Probably, I got to admit, it's probably 2 miles. Tipton County line on U.S. 31. And you'll find Reynolds Farm Equipment right there, close to the 276th Street interchange. And the nights are going to get warmed up here on the Diamond. And they're going to get some different baseballs available to them. Home plate umpire. Plate umpire basically has double duty. He might have triple duty. Comes to get his miniature stenographer's pad out of his pocket and writing down changes as the game goes along. He's kind of entitled to making sure the balls are dry. They're having a conversation right now. Coach John Smith can see the home plate umpire. The base umpires are nearby in earshot conversation. They're trying to work it out. I'm sure it's going to be something to talk about like they probably already are. The pitcher's mound is collecting some moisture. Rain is not super rain, but it's just a constant drizzle. And you can see one guy with a plastic suit over his hat, over his body. It's a transparent plastic suit. And it rained a little bit between games after the second game and before this one. I looked up, the sky was gray. You're just hoping it's not going to be something that sets in.
But
the weatherman, I think down there in West Virginia, he could probably tell us what's going to happen with his radar. Appreciate him very much. And the grandma and grandpa for Jet, the boot on. Pretty nice folks. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Top of the third inning. Pitch outside, ball one. And it's the leadoff batter, the one hitter for Morgan Township. 13, Grant Cogger. That's left, throws right. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Catch swing and be go to third base. Fielded by Butel. They throw across the diamond. Isaac Seppinger makes a good play for out number one. Get the put out. That was a check swing. Went to third base, fair territory. Tried to beat it out. And Cogger. Nothing to do but try to beat it out. So there's one out. Stepping in. Hitter number three, Logan Atchison. The shortstop. Open stance. Had a better vision of the pitch from the open stance. He'll close on the approach. Comes in. Cross the dish. Strike called. Brooks has that 2 o'clock delivery. Ball comes into a right-handed batter. Looks like a small, slim piece of pie. Across the dish at an angle. Ball, one strike. Back in the box, you don't get out of the box much. Logan Atchison, HSAA, smiling. Him not getting away from the home plate. Whole lot between pitches. Pitch comes in low. 2 balls, 1 strike. Open stance. Step back in on the rubber, 1 foot on, 1 foot off. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Foul ball, out of play, almost straight back. That's number three, the two-hitter. Logan Atchison, in 24 ball games, he has 91 plate appearances. 77 at-bats, he's batting .260. On-base percentage is .363. Comes in, ground ball. Be fielded by shortstop. Ike Stapleton throws on the run. They'll get the out at first base. 2 out here in the top of the third inning. So stepping in going to be the three hitter. Number one, Cal Lemons. Third baseman. Cal Lemons. In 25 games, I will mention, I don't have 27 game stats. 25. It's meant to have that. It's all about the kids. At number one, the three hitter. Cal Lemons. Left-handed batter going to step in. 93 plate appearances, 72 at bats. 50. He's got a .419 on base percentage. 10 hits. He's got 9 singles, 7 doubles, no triples, and 2 home runs. Three hitter, Cal Lemons. Pitch comes in low. Spy back to the backstop. Ball one. They're set back in. Almost a straightaway stance for Cal Lemons. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Brooks. A ball foul right at first base. Good ways. First base. Coach, Mexican in effort. He sure did back in his playing days. Most of these guys that are coaching because they love the game. They played it with love, and they're coaching it just the same. Foul ball in the box. Full swing. The dirt came back up, got him on the leg. He's going to walk it off. He's okay. That's number one, Cal Lemons. Left-handed batter. And two strike. Step back in. Ball's in play. Ball's live. Beaton Brooks out of the wind. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. The pitch finishes low and away. Ball two. Two count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Up of the third inning, it's a two-run ball game. Nice in front. And looking at signals. Brooks, here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball foul, right at first base, and a base coach gloves that one without a glove. So step back in, 2-2 count, two outs. Some rain coming down. You can see it kind of happening. Here comes the pitch. They're calling out. I'm going to say that was breaking ball inside. The Knights are out of the inning. You know, setting down looking, you're going to bat in the bottom half. We do thank you for tuning in, and we'll also mention this ball game is being brought to you in part FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com since 1983. In year number 40. Buy, they'll sell, they'll trade, they'll help you to finance your quality car, truck, or SUV. Preferred low mileage in one owner automobiles. Two Hamilton County locations. Fishers, Indiana, it's 8599 East 116th Street. Dial them up at that dealership at 317-842-2228. Again, that's 317-842-2228. Their second location, right there in Hamilton County, between Noblesville and Westfield. Their Noblesville location. Dial them up at that dealership, 317-773-2232. And that's 317-773-2232. You can visit them online at your own pace. You can stop by, visit them on site. Go to FritzFishers.com for ITZ. Get some final warm-up tosses right there. Working on the diamond. Some final tosses. Getting ready to throw one down momentarily. Like Wheeler Bradley Ferris. Getting warmed up right there. And playing the music here, I tell you what, music is a soothing type of way to get things done. If you're listening to music, you can probably mow the yard quicker. I got to admit, I'm thankful about yard mowing where I'm at. So thankful. After set position, here comes the pitch. I'll throw down to second base. Frozen rope from the right fingertips of Bradley Ferris. Good job back out. He'll be included in the meeting there at the pitcher's rubber. We'll exchange knuckles once again. Bradley Ferris and Jack Wheeler. So Knight's going to step in. Bottom of the third inning, it's going to be number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke went the distance in game one at the pitcher's rubber. Comes a pitch from Wheeler. They'll float one left side. Going to get some air under it. Left fielder. Come on, make the catch. Clint Lemons. One out here in the top of the third inning. Excuse me, the bottom of the third inning. We're visitors in game one, home team in game two. This is the way the brackets work out. Brackets work out just like that. Top of the bracket, that's the visitor. The bottom of the bracket, that's the home. That's not always true, according to how many home games you've had recently. Here comes the pitch. I think it's a right field, Jackson Kane. Get a base hit just inside the right field line. He gets it to the grass. And that ball probably going to be damp. It's going to be moist. Gets it back. See if Wheeler, to see what his body language tells us about that baseball. He's not felt it yet. Let's see what he does when he feels it. Nah, you're going to pick it up now. It's going to be okay. Steps in the rubber. Left-handed batter's box. Kate Minnick. Now stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch. Oh, and inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. Jackson King just got himself aboard. A line drive base hit the other way down the right field line out in the grass. Get a first base pickoff move. At safely is Kane. The good catch at first base is Brady Walters. A quick snap throw. Dear Jack Wheeler. Baxter has some good pickoff moves. At least the first and second base. Stepping back in. Aiden Minnick. Aiden Minnick, another senior class member. The Knights have six seniors. The Township have eight. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, low and inside, ball two. Balls, no strikes. Gonna adjust the hat right there and step back in the rubber. Jack Wheeler peering in, looking at singles, out of stretch, checks first base. Out of set position. The 2-0 pitch to Minnick, ground ball foul in front of the Knights dugout. He pulled that one severely. 2-1 count. Jackson King, looking at singles, throwing the bat. My dad taught us that a while back. Take the signals while you're on the bag and where you can stare and get the signals picked up. Out of stretch, peering in looking at signals. Base will check it twice out of the set position. Here comes the 2-1. Inside, tight and low, ball three. One out, one aboard for the Knights. Bottom of the third inning, it's a 2-0 contest. It's in front. Now a stretch. Peering over at second, first base. Now out of the set. The pitch from Wheeler. A ball back up the middle. Playing perfectly there. Unassisted at second base. They'll get the put out. Shortstop, Logan Atchison. He was playing in the right vicinity. Maybe ready to take a throw. I don't know. But he fields the ground ball. Room service, pretty much. Throw across the diamond to first base. Got some mustard on it. Brady Walters gets the put out. The Knights are out of the inning. Bottom of the third. To pick up no runs. We'll mention at the end of three, Knights 2, Cherokees 0. And we'll also mention this game is in parts. Brought to you by Thomas Docks. Thomas Docks, they have high quality. Built waterfront products and services. Ox boat lifts, seawalls, accessories, green services, etc. Of Docks Incorporated, you can reach them online at thomasdocks.com. Located in Noblesville, Indiana, they're at 20799 Riverwood Avenue, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. Thomas Docks, they are locally owned and operated since 1993. Reach them by telephone at 317-774-3790. Again, that's Thomas Docks, 317-774-3790. They are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by appointment. At Thomas Docks, choose the company that has the equipment to maintain and service new and existing waterfront projects. They'll work in Indiana, they'll work in Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, with the capabilities for all across the United States. Thomas Docks. And warmed up, the pitch is rubber, Keaton Brooks. Throwing the ball around the infield. And baseball here at LaPorte High School. We got to attend a basketball girls semi-state right across the way there in the building. I say what, their gym floor is spectacular. They've got an upper balcony, got availability for folks talking about the game on a microphone. They got a chance for to work in each corner. Each corner would fit about 10 guys sitting across. So you can talk about 40 broadcast stations capability right there in LaPorte High School basketball facility. So stepping into bat, Morgan Township, Four hitter number 17, Chase Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum, the DH, he's batting in place of defensive player, the pitcher, Zach Wheeler. First pitch from Brooks for ball one. The ball, where's number 17? In 17 ball games, 9 plate appearances, 43 at-bats. He's batting 256, a 458 on base percentage. Pitch comes in low, ball two. Ball gets out of the hand of Jackson Kane. It's picked up. Rosenbaum, he hands it back to Jackson. I say what the IHSAA love to see, sportsmanship, and that's one of them right there. Balls, no strikes. There comes a wind, the pitch. Inside and tight. Ball three. Balls, no strikes. Rosenbaum, pretty good size young man. Rosenbaum will step back in. We'll see if he has the green light. Does have the green light. Swing and a miss. 3-1 count to 17 to 4 hitter. Hitter, nothing wrong with the green light there. There comes a wind, the 3-1 pitch. Pitch comes in, across the dish, a little bit of an angle. That's 2 o'clock arm slot, and that slim piece of pie comes in there at an angle. The dish count goes 3-2. There's a wind and the pitch. Low for ball four. Rosenbaum tosses the bat aside. He'll jog to first base. So next batter in the lineup going to be the seven hitter, number four, Matt Seimer. Matt Seimer, who plays second base. Going to run that apparatus back out for his right arm. And that is the first base runner, Chase Rosenbaum. So one aboard. Body out. Top of the fourth inning. Stepping in, Matt Seimer. Looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. Comes the pickoff move. First base. Good velocity on the move. No tag applied by Lucas Gerke. Sets back in, right hand to batter's box, Seimer. Where's number four? That's 25 game stats for him. We'll mention some. A shot to right field. Back up, minute just a bit as he reads the baseball and makes the catch. One out here in the top of the fourth. Seimer. 77 plate appearance, 58 at bat. He had a 270 on base percentage. So stepping in, we're going to see six hitter number eight, Matt Lowenthal. Right field, going to ask for time. He'll step in. Home plate umpire not going to allow a quick pitch. For set position, here comes the pitch. High and outside, ball one. Jackson King flinches on a snap throw to first base. Step back in, Rosenthal. Take that back. Stepping back in is Lowenthal. Here comes the pitch. Short hop the glove, Jackson King. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Hitting signals. Base goes 1 foot in, 1 foot out. That chalk in that first base of the batter's box, the right-handed side, is starting to diminish. Sad, here comes the pitch. High in outside. Three. One out. Top of the fourth inning, runner aboard at first base. For Morgan Township, Chase Rosenbaum. A set position. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Shortstop. Going to be fielded by Mikey Stapleton. 6-4. Try to hit three. Try to put the tag on him. Lucas Gerke. And they're going to say that Bourdais going to walk out. Going to find him. Probably going to ask if he got any for that tag. And they're probably going to resort to the home plate umpire to see if he saw space. Tag attempt. I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him if he saw space. I'm going to see if out is going to be recorded. In likelihood, the play will stand. It will. At the out of second base, Mikey Stapleton flipped it to Hudson Gutwein. Two outs on the diamond, but they didn't get the double play. Safe at first base, Matt Lowenthal. Right-handed batter stepping in. Number four, Matt Seimer. Stepping off the back of the rubber. Keaton Brooks, not quite ready. Making sure things were ready. Keaton Brooks, senior class member. Keaton Brooks, I have met his dad. His dad is quality Gentlemen, I'm sure Keaton Brooks is on the way, if he's not there now. Then a full timeout, pitch comes in outside of ball. Jackson came in a hug out, going to have a little bit of a conversation with Keaton Brooks. Jackson came a junior, Keaton Brooks a senior. They're teammates, all teammates. Some of them are classmates. So four is waiting to bat right there. That's Matt Seimer. Matt Seimer, mention, 70 on base percentage. He's got 6 hits on the season. They're all singles. Matt Seimer has 11 runs scored. He has 6 RBI. Out of set position, here we go. 1 ball, no strikes, to pitch. He cuts, swing and a miss. He goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Step back in the rubber, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, he's dealing with that mud on his cleats also. Set, here comes a 1-1. Outside of ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Keaton Brooks looking at first base. He'll step in now. He'll peer in, look for signals from Jackson Kane. Out of the set position. Here comes a 2-1. Square in the bunt. The bad back is going to be called strike. Call a strike. About here in the top of the fourth inning. With 2 strikes, third baseman deep. That can't happen. They did there. Balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here comes the pitch. The cut, swing and a miss. The Knights are out of the inning. Keaton Brooks will get the strikeout. He'll go down swinging. And at the end of 3.5, Knights, 2. Cherokees, 0. And we'll also mention, this ball game is in part being brought to you by Your Home Away From Home. Your Home Away From Home, do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida? Don't have a place to stay. You can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. The place down there you can lease to live in. You can go a week, short term. You can go long term. Enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5 bath, spacious townhome with a private pool. Available for short-term or long-term stays. In Davenport, Florida, that's where it's located. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination, northeastern Polk County, close proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando. And if you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, just 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, Daytona Beach, and New Smyrna Beaches. You and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. When you get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. To inquire, you can direct your emails to 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. Again, that's 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. It's your home away from home. I have seen photographs. That townhouse, I tell you what, it is nice. But if you sit back here and you got stuff cluttered up, you got stuff here, you got stuff there, you got your garage full, you lease that home, you rent that home, go down there, you stay there. You're staying, basically staying in a luxurious hotel room that they take care of very nicely. Check it out. It's 353-CAPTIVA. gmail.com. So working right there on the diamond from the stretch, hitting some final warm-up tosses is Zach Wheeler. To throw one down from the hand of Bradley Ferris. They're going to walk out and do knuckles again, Ferris and Wheeler. It's all about encouragement, a lot of encouragement. That's a good thing. And camaraderie is a good thing. And that's what they have right there. Morgan Township and Central Catholic Knights. Stepping in, center fielder number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter, sweet class member. Becomes a wind and a pitch. He cuts, swing and a miss. Bren Robbins on the season, 31 ball games. He had a batting average of .364. 78 on base percentage. Timeout on the diamond. Wheeler wants to talk to his catcher. Might as well iron something out before something happens. So let's talk about something right there. Shield the mouth with the glove. Nowadays, you got the cell phones. Somebody could focus in, blow up your mouth there, get it bigger so you can tell what he's saying, read the lips. See it in the MLB, and you see it here down here. It trickles down. See some middle school guys doing the same. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Bryn Robbins foul tip in the glove, held by Brad Ferris. It's still a strike. No balls, two strikes. Set back in, Bryn Robbins. Into batter's box. Close stance. Out of windup. Comes the 0-2 pitch. Float one out of play. Straight back. Robbins right on time. That ball got, a bat got out of his hand. He might need some pine tar, but that bat might not hold pine tar, so you dry it off. He might need some pine tar. Gonna use that towel right there. Think Bradley Ferris just offered up his towel. Bryn Robbins to dry the handle of the bat off, and he did. That's all good. So the rain is coming down. We can tell the saturation of the window glass in front of us. It's kind of making it a bit foggy. A little bit. I'm underestimating. I'm actually in fictitious there. And what I'm saying is it is difficult to see. Ball that goes back way to the backstop. One ball, two strikes. So once you count, Robbins batting. Here comes the pitch from Wheeler. Be tight. Going to hit him in the back. He'll turn his back. He'll take the brunt of it. He'll act like he's playing football next fall at Kaiser University in Florida. Takes off for base. So got the wet game happening for the rest of it. It was wet before, but it's becoming wetter now. Say what, the rain's falling. It's going to change the outcome. Maybe not the outcome, but probably. Never know. They might take a rain delay. Talking about a rain delay right there, they're going to try to set this through. They might have radar happening, and they know that they're going to have a cell to be able to play ball in here shortly. I tell you what, with technology and cell phones and iPads, it's amazing what you can do and find out. I truly believe God has allowed us to live with more quality things to live with. Since Earth was born, I think he gradually gives us more. And we got social media. That can be good and be not good. But they got a rain delay happening right now. They're going to put a tarp on. We're going to be in a rain delay. I'm not going to talk forever. You don't want to hear me talk forever. Set this down. We'll come back. And I think I got some amens up here in the booth from what I just said. They're going to put the tarp on. There's nobody out. The batter has no count on him. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the Knights are in front, batting with a 2-0 contest. They're going to put some, I don't know if they're going to put the tarp down. They're going to manage, they're going to fix the mound up a little bit. They'll probably bring some dirt dry. But I believe they're going to put a tarp on the mound, and they'll probably dirt dry it maybe. They might not go with dirt dry. They might have a different substance. Some dirt dry is a pebbly. Some schools wouldn't like pebbles mixed in with their dirt. Some dirt dry is granulated so small that it'll blend right in. I'm going to put the tarp on. We're going to take a breather. Come back. We hope you'll stay tuned. We'll leave the live feed on. You may hear some stuff in the background. So we'll come back when they get ready to play once again. The bottom of the fourth inning, Knights are batting. 2-0 contest. It's in front. We'll set this down. We'll be back. I'm not going to be able to do that.
Your school is in degree and all that stuff?
Sure.
Affected your dad?
Yes.
How long have you been
out? I graduated from high
school.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been out in Bloomington?
Yeah. I
went to the school. You got a job lined up when you got out?
I interviewed them before I graduated.
Are you from before?
No, I'm actually
from before. Oh, yeah.
How far is that then? It's like 15 to 3 hours.
Wow.
Let's go.
Area and the pitcher's mound. The teams are out on the field and stretched out. Some calisthenics doing some running. Should be back to baseball here shortly. We'll be back.
I'm
Well, the umpires are walking in from left field, listening to some Rod Stewart, Forever Young. What a good selection right here. We are all forever young. They're going to walk in, getting ready, getting closer to baseball. In front of their dugouts, they have baseball bats. We'll mention a little bit of throwing out there in front of the dugout. Morgan Township, number 8, Matt Lowenthal. Getting some short throws right there, getting ready to play ball again. Well, there's going to be damp. The grass is definitely going to be wet. Dirt has been saturated with some water. It's not muddy. The pitcher's rubber had a tarp over it. Home plate had a tarp over it. Tested it during the slight rain that they got. Might have been a 15, 20-minute delay, I'm guessing. Didn't look at the watch. And I'm tell you what, that's a good thing. If we were at a football game and lightning struck, we'd be going 30 minutes and overlapping for a new 30 minutes over and over. Football game, you can't start the game after 9 o'clock. If you overlap too many times, there's going to be no game. Evening. So they're going to get warmed up again. Out on the pitcher's rubber is Jack Wheeler. Jack Wheeler going to get warmed up. It's almost like a new inning is going to start, almost like that. And the Knights getting ready to bat. It's going to be Ryan Schumer, designated hitter. He's getting loose right there near the on-deck circle. They've got an on-deck pad over there up against the screen. And you can't move that on-deck pad. MLB guy did that. Umpire threw him out. The umpire said, hey, to warm up on that on-deck pad. The pad was over there, and he moved the pad, and he got tossed. That's what I saw. But, you know, God gave us the opportunity to have Facebook. Some of it's good, some of it's not good. But some of it is a learning. There's a lot of baseball available there. So they're getting warmed up. Working the breaking pitch there is Jack Wheeler. Jack Wheeler has gone the distance. As mentioned, Jack Wheeler, he's a senior. He's a pitcher and an outfielder. Pitched this game complete so far. Jack Wheeler, again, we'll let you know that he had a 4-win, 1-loss ratio. His ERA is 2.51. 2.51, that's the best ER on the team. Is number 3 at 2.40. That is Logan Atchison. 0.40. So they're getting ready for baseball. Ryan Schumer's going to step in here momentarily. Home plate umpire. Dry off the dish. He's actually using a wet towel. There's no chance of drying off the dish or getting dirt off of it with a handheld brush. It just can't happen. So they're going to go out. Home plate umpire going to talk with the pitcher briefly there. Some words of encouragement. Going to jog back. Put on. He's got that larynx protector, that Adam's apple protector. Great idea. Step in, ball's live. We got new life. New life. Everybody's rejuvenated. In the bottom of the fourth. It's going to be a bunt down. It's going to be a foul ball. Schumer puts a bunt from the left-handed batter's box down the third baseline. And it nearly got the body of Cal Lemons. May have been in a fair ball if it had touched him. It's almost like a snake, getting out of the way of a snake. You don't want to be near a snake when it's slithering. So no balls, one strike. So 0-1 can and step back in. Ryan Schumer. Going to play early, up in the grass right there. Third base, way up on the lip of the grass. Going to play for a bunt. We'll hope he don't swing away. He go the opposite way. Here comes the pitch. Going to be squared a bunt. Oh, a bad back. Going to get him in the box, but did he have the bat make an offer? And he said, and the home plate umpire said yes. Plate umpire said yes, he had an offer. Got him on the fingers. Schumer is accepting the brunt of the ball. It might have been his wrist. Holding the wrist. And Alex Schumer is in a bit of pain right there. Outside the dirt circle, Coach Bournet having a conversation with the home plate umpire. They're going to go out and check on, I should say, Alex Schumer. Ryan is his brother. He's at St. College at Calvin University in Michigan. Goes home watching his brother now. Sarah Igo goes out on the surface, and she's checking out the wrist of Alex Schumer. They're making sure he's going to be okay. Can he continue? It's just a bump. We'll hope so. They're going to get over, maybe. Base umpire and the home plate umpire. Going to try to determine whether or not he was in the attempt of an offer to take a bunt. He pulled the bat back and got hit by pitch, and it wasn't a strike. He gets first base hit by pitch. But they're going to look it over right there. Coach Boyd is looking for an opportunity here. What's going to happen? And I think he might have gotten his answer. Schumer gets a pat on the back right there from Coach Bournet. And Sarah Igo is going to put a wrap, some type of wrap, around that left wrist area of Alex Schumer. I think it's the left wrist area. It's one of these forearms. So he's going to make it through the rain. He'll keep his world protected. But he's getting ready to bat again. Going to call that a strike. It's 0-1 count. Coach John Smith. And it went over with the umpires, the home plate umpire, third base umpire, just getting back, take things available. He wants to know what's going on. I don't blame him. Well, he's had a conversation. They're going to adjourn their meeting, all three of them. Alex Schumer is about ready. He's going to get there and give him first base. They're going to say he pulled the bat back and was hit by pitch. So they called a pitch. Squared the bunt, pulled the bat back, thinking it was going to be a ball. It was a ball, so it was no offer to bunt the baseball. So he's at first base. Nice job runners at first and second base. Stepping in, Keith Brooks. Game will continue. Bottom of the fourth inning, nobody out, nice batting. Out of the set, Wheeler, here's the pitch. One on, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike, Keaton Brooks, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals given, coordinate. And look at signals out of stretch. Turn in a long pier, getting the signal he wants. Zach Wheeler, set position, check second base. Here's the pitch. Square the bunt with Keaton Brooks. Hat's wet, ball not quite as wet. The bat skims off, goes out of play. Excuse me, the ball skims off, goes out of play. Left side. Squaring up with that bat on a wet. That is going to be a tough gig. Look, I'll drive the bat off. He comes to the plate. Maybe even bring a little towel. And look at signals. Put off the back of the rubber. Jack Wheeler. He has that option. One ball, one strike. Just step back in. He'll peer in, look at signals from catcher. Adley Ferris. The set. Second base is the pitch. One on ground ball. Making contact. Two count. Brooks. Keaton Brooks, pitcher of record for the Knights. Both pitchers have gone the distance. Bottom of the fourth inning. Second contest. Nice batting. Bottom of the fourth. Runner at first and second base. Buddy out. Then look at singles now out of the stretch. Set position. Wheeler. Here comes the 0-2. One on, foul ball, goes left side. Got a full swing. That ball leaves the bat. Good velocity still here in the ballgame. Jack Wheeler, he is bringing it. No balls, two strikes, stepping back in, Keaton Brooks. And look at it, Jack Wheeler out of the set. But check second base, the 0-2 again. Wayne, a miss, breaking pitch. He'll go down swinging. Breaking pitch, Jack Wheeler. When it started that outside half of the play, it broke in. Kind of jammed up. Kind of a jam city right there, Keaton Brooks. He'll go down swinging. He'll put his pitching glove on. Stepping into bat, Central Catholic, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Right-handed batter's box. Two aboard, first and second. Here's the pitch. See, swing and a miss. Mike Stapleton, 28 games, 96 plate appearances, 76 at-bats. 355, he has a 422 on-base percentage. Mikey Stapleton, just a sophomore, contributes well on the football field. Count January call I strike. Strike call. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Mickey Stapleton, he says he only needs one. It's what Casey said. Step back in, step off the back of rubber. Jack Wheeler gonna fight some mud again on the streets. That is a difficult way to go. I guess mentally, that's just almost a difficult way to go. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Breaking pitch. They're going to call that outside. One ball, two strikes. Coming back in, Mikey Stapleton. And looking at singles, Jack Wheeler out of the set. But check second. Here's a 1-2. Still foul one, right side, out of play. Mikey Stapleton, home plate umpire, needs a baseball replenishment. Ball's made live. 1-2 count, one out. The second for the Knights. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a two-run ball game. Nice run. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. There are two out. Next batter to step in. It's going to be some Gutwein. Some Gutwein, the one-hitter. He's going to step in. Right-handed batter has some Gutwein. That's first for the Knights pretty much all season long. Hudson Gutwein, most times at the plate, makes sense. In 31 games, 127 plate appearances. 9 at-bats, he's batting 326. Out of set position, Jack Wheeler checks second. Here's the pitch. That's swing and a miss. Bradley Ferris. In the check there, Bradley Ferris and Jackson Kane work like no other behind the plate for the duration of the ball game. Comes the pitch. Comes in outside a ball. Ball one strike. Gutwein a 508 on base percentage. 29 hits, 26 singles, one double, and now has three triples. He has triple in this ball game to lead it off. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. He'll step back in. Two outs. And looking at signals, Jack Wheeler. The signals is Bradley Ferris. Going to step off the back. He wants to see him again. Sometimes the catcher, dark game, I tell you, night game, hard to see shadows as he gives signals. With the fingers down low, sometimes you get a shadow, can't see him. Out of set position, here comes the pitch. Tip might have been in the glove. Swing and a miss, Knights are out of the inning. So the Knights set down in the bottom of the fourth. Oh, the top of the fifth, after four complete. Two Catholic Knights, two. Morgan Township, Cherokees, zero. Again, we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Feats Company. We're thinking about residential or corporate relocations. So a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. And Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate reliability and something. It is something that a professional real estate agent and or real estate broker strives for, such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, your happiness is her consideration. I think about her, your happiness and her success are two of the same. A real estate lady with the high quality real estate IQ. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. You can reach her at 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. She cares about amateur athletics. Been a great contributor for putting in sports since the beginning. We thank her. So the night's getting warmed up. We go to the bottom, top of the fifth inning. And throw one down second base. Action came realizing that it's wet around home plate. He might have slipped up on that plate as he threw to second base. He'll be all right. So next batter in the lineup, he'll step in for Morgan Township. Number 7, Clint Lemons. And Lemons, who wears number 7, he's a left fielder. He's going to step into bat. 24 ball games, 86 plate appearances, 75 at-bats. Adding 267. First pitch comes in. Strike. Down goes 0-1. Lemons going to step back in. He's going to 353 on base percentage. Working out windup. Brooks, he'll step off the back. He talked to his catcher, Jackson Kane, and they'll iron something out. Get something, they'll talk about it. And I was told communication is to love, but blood is to the human body is imperative. So we'll jog back behind the dish. Jackson Kane. So back behind the dish, ball's made live, first batter, still in the box, 0-1 count. The fifth inning, number 7. It Lemons. Pitch comes in, back to a curveball, misses outside. Brooks going to have to work on that grip. Baseball going to be moist. They probably have a new ball inserted here. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop, Mikey Stapleton. Zep goes across the diamond, going to get by the glove. Seppinger, I should say, by the glove of Lucas Gerkey, and that was a rocket. Right side of Gerkey. I don't know anything more about that. I don't care to say something more about that. Runner aboard. Runner aboard for Morgan Township is number 7, Clint Lemons. Body out. He stepped in, right-handed batter, number 5, Brady Walters. Walters, he plays first base for the Cherokees. Tyrion looking to shake. He's going to step off the back. Keaton Brooks. So runner aboard, body out. Morgan Township batting, top of the fifth inning. Had a little bit of a rain delay, bottom of the fourth. Didn't last too long. Playing baseball once again. It's kind of a saturated grass field now. Stepping back in. Number 5, Brady Walters. Out of the set, here comes the pitcher, square to bunt. They'll put a bunt down. Back to the pitcher. By Brooks, he'll throw to first base. They'll get the out. And mission is accomplished by Eddie Walters. He moves to runner. Clint Lemons now at second base with one out. Small ball is definitely part of the baseball game. Last year, I think I mentioned first game, but the highest score last year in all 1, 2, 3, or 4 classes was 4-2. I think that was a 3A game. Andrean was defeated 4-2. Highest point total of the 4 games. Good defense, good pitching. Here comes a pitch. Breaky pitch. Misses inside. Ball, no strikes. Fun out. You're at second base. Morgan Township is number 7, Clint Lemons. Stepping back in, left-handed batter. How the stretch, now the set, here comes the pitch. Long ground ball, first base, Seppinger. Feels it, he'll go unassisted. He'll step on the bag. Lemons moves over to third base. Two out. So the next batter going to step in. That batter was Grant Cogger, leadoff batter. Moves the runner. He'll jog back to the dugout. And the next batter in the lineup is going to be number three, Logan Atchison. The shortstop. Right here in the batter's box. Going to get the ball a little rub down there. Keaton Brooks. Try to remove some of the moistness of that baseball. Step back into rubber. Peer in, look at signals. Modest lead, slight lead there at third base. He's straight off the bag. Comes in high for ball one. Anyway, Jackson King came out of his crouch, made the catch. First base. Bounce. Out for the fifth inning. It's in front, 2-0. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Breaking pitch. The ball's going to get by Jackson. Going to go off the glove. Fight in, head first. For the first run for Morgan Township, number seven, Clint Lemons. Might have been a breaking pitch. Got off the glove. Jackson. You go back to the screen, about halfway back. And from third base, scoring the first run, Clint Lemons. 2-1 ball game. Nobody on base. 2-0 count. The two hitter, number three, Logan Atchison. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordnay walked out, had a conversation with his infield. We'll also mention, bringing you this contest is AGM Auto, LLC. Arcadia, they're actually 1 mile west of Arcadia. They have a new location right there on 266th Street in Hamilton County. The future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM Auto. Whether it's a routine oil change or the need for the expertise of an experienced AGM technician, AGM wants you to be safe and to stay safe the road in your automobile. AGM Auto, you can reach them. They're on Facebook, AGM Auto LLC, or dial them up at 317-984-5283. AGM Auto. Stepping back in, here comes the first pitch. Side edge, strike call. Balls, one strike. Logan Atchison. Right-handed batter. Body on base, two outs. Comes a pitch from Keaton Brooks. Low for ball three. 3-1 count to Atchison. Some stance. A good look at the baseball. He'll close on the approach. Out of windup, here comes a pitch from Keaton Brooks. Right across the dish. Skinny piece of pie and a 2 o'clock arm slot. Bright call. Count goes 3-2. Out of windup, comes a pitch from Keaton Brooks. Outside a ball, he'll take a walk to first base. Oh, hitter number three, Logan Atchison, is at first base. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be the three-hitter. Number one, stepping in, Cal Lemons. Left-handed batter's box. He's up at the front of that box. Chalk is basically diminished. Going to be a hard call to call somebody out of the box, swinging a bat. Comes in, breaking pitch. Because the foot has to go completely out of the box. Be out of the box. So the chalk is about gone. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals from Jackson Kane. The set position. Here comes the pitch. Went outside. Good block by Jackson Kane. Had to come out of his crouch to make the block. And trying to keep base runner at first base. And Logan Atchison is at first base doing the running from Morgan Township. Peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. The set position. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. The cut, swing and a miss. Then a foul tip in the glove. Strike call, nevertheless. Goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. After the rain delay, my wife said, we've got a clear volume. It's loud and clear. That's great. Or thank her. Pitch comes in high above the zone. Goes 2-2. So left-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. The set position. Here comes the pitch. Swing a foul ball back to the screen. Staying alive in that left-handed batter's box, Cal Lemons. He'll see another 2-2 pitch with two outs. Runner aboard at first base, Clint Lemons. And they're going to signal out of set position. Here's the pitch. He'll foul one left side, that'll float out of play. Good quality at bat in the works. Here for the three hitter number one, Cal Lemons. Definitely a quality at bat. Ball, two strikes, two outs out of the set position. Keith Brooks, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, will take it to right field. Going to be pretty much right at Caden Minnick. He comes in the back to make the catch. All kind of dies. Got some moist air out there. Slowed that ball up. Caden on it. Backed up a couple of steps. Came back in. Catch at low elevation near the shoe tops. Couldn't get the catch made. The runners at second and third base. His horse to get to second base. Right there. With Cal Lemons. So runners at second and third for Morgan Township. Morgan Township has one run in here in the top of the fifth inning. It's a 2-1 ball game. Nice in front. Stepping into bat. Number 17, the four hitter, Chase Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum, he's the DH. He works from the bench area. He keeps himself loose. Steps up and he bats as the cleanup batter. And looking at singles. Both in play. Long stretch there and out of set position for Brooks. Here comes the pitch. Door curveball. The foul ball wasn't held by Jackson Kane. His home plate umpire puts his arms up immediately. It's a foul ball. So they get a new baseball replenishment. Foul right there. Man's line baseball. That's a good job to have. Take some pride on a day like this doing that job. Ball goes out of play. Foul ball. So back to second and third base. Ball, two strikes. Kind of a lengthier inning than one would think of as of recent. The stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. Out of the set position. Check second base. Here comes the pitch. Oh, and a good block. Short hop block there by Jackson Kane. One ball, two strikes. Two outs in the batter's box, number 17, Chase Rosenbaum. Chase Rosenbaum, 56 average. That right-handed batter's box, here comes the pitch. Oh, and inside. Hansen right there, trying to keep his feet away from the baseball, was Rosenbaum. Earlier in the ball game, Rosenbaum picked up a ball in his batter's box, handed it back to Jackson. So it's all quality baseball and IHSAA. Working from the stretch. Step back in the rubber, Keaton Brooks. 2-2 count, two outs. Hitter, Chase Rosenbaum. Runners at second and third. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. The Knights get out of the inning. The Knights give up one. Give up one in the top of the fifth. After four and a half, Knights, two, Cherokees, one. And we'll also mention, this game is in part brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park in Storage. That's in Arcadia, Indiana. Indoor, outdoor storage with flex storage availability. You can call to reserve your space. That's safe and secure storage location. Indoor storage for your boats, RVs, or your precious automobiles. It could be a Corvette, a Mercedes, it could be a Jaguar, it could be a Lexus, and as mentioned before, it could be a Mongoose bicycle or a Huffy. We'll mention right there, they have indoor and outdoor storage, and outdoor storage is still always available. A large pole barn there, they got gravel, it's compacted. I put a shrink wrap on your boat. If they are all winter, everything would be safe. Or you can get it inside the big barn. Or they have, I think I counted 20 on one side, 20 on the other side. They have garage door storage units that you can lease individually. to contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage, go online, www.aipsindiana.com. Again, that's aipsindiana.com. Or call by phone at 317-774-1500. Again, their number is 317-774-1500. That's Arcadia Storage. That's a pretty brand new item. It's all new. Enjoy the safety of your opportunity. So I get my throw one down. Got a couple of young men coming out. I'm a date. Umpire crew. Still working there, getting a couple more tosses. Jack Wheeler, working in the bottom of the fifth inning. So you're going to bat. First batter will step in, will be number 17. That'll be Gavin Buchel. So Gavin Buchel, waiting for the toss. He's going to throw one down, second base. Get it in there. Throw was going to be taken by Logan Atchison. And picking it up there is second baseman Matt Simer. So Gavin Buchel going to step in. Out of the fifth inning, a 2-1 ball game. 2-1 ball game. This is a chess match ball game. A little bit of rain slowed it up just a bit, maybe 20 minutes. I put the tarps on and put them back off. Rain stopped. I'm sure they knew what the radar was telling them. Knew what kind of a pause they could have. It became playable for both teams in such an environment. The semi-state north. Found the windup. Step off the bat. Jack Wheeler. Stepping back in. 17, Gavin Buchel. Stepping back on the rubber from the windup. Wheeler. Bottom of the fifth inning. Outside edge. Strike call. Fastball. Good velocity. Wheeler. Bringing the ball here in the fifth inning. Peering in over the glove. And got the signal. Step off the bat. Maybe he's not seeing the signals. Working the three-digit system. I don't believe they're using the earpiece. And here comes the pitch. Jack Wheeler. Side of ball. One ball, one strike. Hitter for the night is Gavin Buchel. Pin activity down the right field line. Couple of guys getting warmed up, getting loose. Ball's going to get by the catcher. Go back there. They'll retrieve it from deck batter. Be a foul ball. It's out dry right there. Count goes 2-1. Ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the windup, here's the pitch. Extra swing. They're called strike. Strike. It was in the zone. That's the call. Count goes 2-2. Squaring up, looking in, looking at signals. Back Wheeler, here's the pitch. Ground ball. A ball going to be first baseline. Going to be in the running lane, but a foul ball as it gets to almost first base. Tipped there by Brady Walters, first baseman. 2-2 count. Kevin Buchel. He had Buchel a setback in. He's 337 batting average. 23 on base. Peering in, looking at the signals. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Foul ball, right side. A bit more airborne. Line drive shot. Going to go down near the bullpen. Two balls, two strikes. Tapping back in. Tapping the plate. Tell. Jack Wheeler giving the ball a rub down. Trying to remove some of that moisture. Peering in, looking at the signals. Comes a 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Count goes full to Buchel. First batter here at the bottom of the fifth. And looking at signals. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. It's above the zone. All three, or ball four. Tell lets it go by. Working that hand over fifth strike zone. That was above the zone. The runner at first base. stepping in. Getting signals, four steps in. That's number 10. Kiskerke, left-handed batter's box. 293 batting average for Gerke. Gerke went the distance in game one at the pitcher's rubber. Comes the pitch. He's going to foul one. It's going to float out of play close to it. It will get over the foul fence almost straight back. And Coach Bourne going to talk just a bit with Lucas Gerke. And a little bit of a timeout there. So runner at first base for the Knights is Gavin Boutel. Lucas Gerke going to step back in. Attended batter's box. Lucas Gerke, a member of the junior class. He's a pitcher and an infielder. 6 foot, 170. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch. Out of set position. Comes the pitch. He's going to square the bunt again. It's a bad back. It's a ball. It's a bad back. The umpire. Ball one. Ball one strike. Stepping back into rubber. Jack Wheeler. And looking at signals. Baseman. Cal Lemons, he's up on the grass. Squaring the bunt. No square this time. Pitch comes in. Outside edge. Might be an outside half. Right. Ball count goes 1-2. 1-2 count. Step back in. Tap the plate. Tell at first base getting a modest lead. Stepping off the back is Wheeler. He'll step back in the rubber. Left-handed batter's box. Lucas Gerke. Out of stretch, second first base. Now the set position. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Well, Gerke will set down on strikes. There's one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. It's number 3, four-hitter Jackson Kane. Jackson King is number 3. He's the catcher. But we'll step in momentarily. Right-handed batter's box. Then looking at signals. To first base, out of stretch. Now the set position. Comes the pitch. Call that strike. Going to get by the catcher. Take second base, but they're going to get a strike on the batter. No balls, one strike. Ball's damp. He wants a new baseball. Get one. Ball hit the grass. It hits the grass. It's going to collect the moisture. How much, we don't really know. But they got a couple of towel dryers here. That is important in this ball game. Stepping back in. Jackson Kane. Under second base. Bell. Check second base. Here comes the pitch. High and tight. A one. One ball, one strike, one out. Don't really look at your wristwatch in a game like this. Out of set position. Check second base. Here's the pitch. High for ball two. Two balls, one strike. And out. Jackson Kane steps back in. They're playing him to push the ball to right field. That center fielder way out there is Grant Cogger. Jackson to push the ball to right field. Left field kind of shallow. Here comes the pitch. He cuts, swing and a miss. Out goes even at 2-2. Balls, two strikes, one out. Evan Boutel is at second base. He drew a walk. And looking at signals. Out of stretch. Concentrate and look at those signals. Out of set position. Every time called. I haven't seen Wheeler call, shake any pitchers off. Wheeler is pushing the game that coach wants. That's a good way to go. Ball, two strikes. One out. Action King, in the batter's box, out of set, here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in. It's number 20, Cade Minnick. Where's number 20? Cade Minnick going to step in. One game, he's batting 293, a 403 on-base percentage. Minnick floated one to right field, got on board his first batting attempt, I do believe. We're going to have a stretch. Peering in, looking to signal. Well, the set position, check second base. Here's the pitch. Close to hit by pitch. He had to dodge that one in the left-handed batter's box. Quick reflexes. A minute. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking to signal. Jack Wheeler. Well, the set, he'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Just above the zone. Ball two. Balls, no strikes, signals given, not a lot. Coach Bournay, third base coach. Peering in, looking at signals, to step off the bat, Jack Wheeler. I was trying to get a good vantage point. Signals. Here's Bradley Ferris. Then looking at signals from Ferris. Out of the stretch, now the set. Check second base. There's the pitch. He cut swing and a miss. Goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Cade Minnick. Bottom of the fifth inning. The 2-1 contest. Knights in front. Gavin Boutel is at second base for the Knights. Out of the set position. Jack Wheeler checks second base. Here comes the 2-1. Swing a miss. So count goes 2-2. Deuces are wild on the scoreboard. Ball, two strikes, two outs. Cade Minnick going to step in. He's manicuring the spot right there. Left-handed batter, Cade Minnick, has started in right field since the sophomore year. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball. I should say fifth foul. It'll be a fair ball. It goes down the left field line. It almost hits the chalk. Payne, I should say. It's going to be an RBI single off the bat of Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick going to score Gavin Boutel from second base. Left-handed batter, Cade Minnick, took it the other way. I thought it was going to be a foul ball off the bat. And right down the line, about 30, 40 feet out in left field on the grass. So, some signals going on from the umpires. They're signaling one another. We're going to go with the middle umpire in basically C position. Left of the shortstop's vision, deep on the grass, and one with an A behind first base and behind third base. Umpire crew, out of set, Wheeler, here's the pitch. Outside, a little bit tall, ball one. Bryn Robbins, the batter's box, signals given. Bournay, one run in for the Knights here in the bottom, the fifth inning. It's a 3-1 contest, Knights in front. Here comes a pitch from Wheeler. Swung on and foul one, right side, out of play. Solid cut. Got a lot of sweet spot on that bat. The ball goes 1-1. And Robbins. Robbins going to step back in. One runner aboard at first base is Cade Minnick. Now the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. I should say swing and a foul ball. Severely pulled left side near the dugout for Morgan Township. 1-2 count to Robbins. Signals given. Coach Bournay. See if Cade Minnick is on his horse. 2 count. Step back in. Then looking at signals. Out of the stretch of check first base. Now the set. It's a pitch from Wheeler. High, going to get by the glove. Oh, pitch. Ball's going to get caught. That's an automatic one base. An automatic one base. Ball got caught in the mesh at the backstop. Ball with security only gets one base. It's free. Kinda. But he's at first base, or second base now. That's Cade Minnick. Ball gets caught in the webbing. And the ball got caught in the chest protector. Of the catcher, that's the same situation between the body and the chest protector. So one ball, it's two balls, strikes, peering in looking at signals. The stretch, Wheeler checks second base out of set. Here comes the pitch. 0 for a ball. Sends a short hop to glove. Go back and retrieve it. Didn't go too far away. About halfway back to the backstop. Picked up by Bradley Ferris on the misplaced baseball. They'll take third base. That's Caden Minnick at third base. 3-2 count. Bounce. Ball is dead for the moment. Ball is out of play. Of time. A baseball replenishment home plate. For him, a brand new, almost dry baseball for the most part. So that's a big job, home plate umpire, in a rainy game. His job goes to triple duty, keeping the lineup card in that pocket. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. They put a new baseball out in play. It's another one. It's a dry one. The runner at third base, Kate Minnick, stepping back in. 3-2 count. Out of the set. Comes the pitch. Side, ball 4. Brent Robbins sprints to first base. So, going to step in. It's going to be Schumer, but first there's going to be a mound visit out of the dugout in Morgan Township. John Smith going to meet with his infield at the pitcher's mound. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Camino and Company. Camino and Company, they're in downtown Noblesville. They have a mobile flower shop up to you by local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, and the CNC founders. Their mascot is a 1984 El Camino, which belongs to Carly Elbrecht's grandpa. That's B.E. Griffin. He's my dad, and he has an El Camino. It's an SS, 1984. And we'll mention the goal for Camino and Company is to please each customer. Their concept, Camino and Company's completion, explore their website at Camino-AND-Company.com. So stepping in, Schumer last time. Where'd the bunt, pulled the bat back, got hit on the forearm. Giving first base because he earned it from hit by pitch. Left-handed batter's box. Soft move. First base. They're going to get in a run down. Run down between second and third. They're going to try to score the run, and they will. He comes in to score from third base. Now they're going to say he's safe on the run back. Going to back first base is Brent Robbins. Slid in. He nearly got tagged on a long slide to first base. From the coach. Come out of the dugout, Coach John Smith wants to have a communication. First base umpire will be about to throw back to first base. We don't know. We'll mention run comes in to score. Caden Minnick kept 2 runs here in the bottom of the 5th inning. It's a 4-1 advantage. The bottom of the 5th. And again, we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com, Internet Radio Sports since 2008. Thank you support education-based high school varsity sports. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils boys basketball. We thank you for tuning in. Next batter, he's still in the batter's box. He will be. Going to be Alex Schumer. Alex Schumer was in the box. They tried the pickoff move at first base. Got in a rundown. That was Brent Robbins coming in to score during the rundown. Nice to put one on the scoreboard. Alex Schumer, left-handed batter's box. Alvisette Wheeler. Pitch to Schumer. Side, ball 1. Alex Schumer, we'll mention on the season, he's played in. This is game number 17 that he's played in. He averages 353, base percentage of 522. Comes the pitch. Inside, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. But Schumer has 9 BI. He has scored 6 runs. Soft move, first base, back safely is Robbins. Tag was applied by Brady Walters, the first baseman. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Mitch had been stuck with two outs for a little bit. Pickoff move once again. A Jack Wheeler. It's a good pickoff move. I'm most impressed probably with his flip to second base. Now stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch. Strike call. Top of the zone. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Signals given, not many. Bournet at third base. Now stretch. Now the set position. Here's the pitch. Strike two. Across the dish of the inside. Inner half. Strike two. Count goes 2-2. Two outs. Working out a stretch. Back Wheeler. First base out of stretch. Now the set. Comes a 2-2 pitch. Taking off for second base is Bryn Robbins. Foul ball. Back to the screen. Robbins will jog back to first base. 2-2 count. Two outs. Stepping out of the box. Signals given. Chibordney. See if Robbins is... Go to second base on this pitch. 2-2 count, two outs. And look at the signals. Jack Wheeler. Check, you know, throw to first base. Also is applied to tag. Back safely, head first, is Robbins. For umpire crew, you can allow the first base umpire to get close. And that makes it better. Tag at first base on pickoffs. Outside of ball. 3-2 count. Two outs. Schumer going to step back in. The manager gets some dirt out of the way right there. Mudge not too bad on the pitcher's rubber right now. Not too bad on the mill. We're going to stretch now the set for Wheeler. Here's the pitch. Foul one, back out of play. Alex Schumer. Working that quality at bat. Alex Schumer. Schumer, he's been to the plate 23 times in 15 games. It's 13 quality at-bats. He's got one happening here. Now the stretch, now the set. Comes the pickoff move, first base. Safe at first. Tag applied. Again, a 3-2 count, two outs. Baseball is a strategic game. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Just above the zone, they're going to call it ball four. So Schumer is going to be at first base, and Robbins is at second base. And next batter is going to step in. It's going to be number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter's box, adding in the eighth spot. Working out a stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Out of a set position, let's check second base. Here comes a pitch from Wheeler. High above the zone, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Lights illuminate well here at LaPorte School baseball field. Looks good. I like playing a day game. On the set, here's the pitch. Hyper ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Grout. Bottom of the fifth inning. Stepping back in, Keaton Brooks. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Back Wheeler, out of set position, check second base. Side edge, strike call. Taken all the way. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, a step back in. Brooks. Brooks, the pitcher of record. He's gone the distance to this point. As the pitcher is in the batter's box now. Here comes the pitch from Wheeler. Inside a ball. 3-1 count. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Not any signals given. Is at first and second base for the Knights. Schumer is at first base. Robbins at second base. Alva said, here comes the pitch. Strike call. That's a take pitch. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Routes. Bottom of the fifth. Morgan Township. Defensively. Comes the pitch from Wheeler. Low. Going to call him out. Say strike three. And walk off the diamond. And Coach Bourne going to walk off the diamond. No problem. So they're going to walk back to the dugout. And we're going to go to the top of the sixth inning. After five complete, Central Catholic four, Morgan Township one. And again, we do thank you for tuning in. And I will mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com, a Central Indiana equipment dealer, serving customers and the community since 1955. Those farm equipment, family owned and operated. Those farm equipment supplies farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners of Central Indiana with a full line of new and used John Deere products and service, agriculture, residential, and commercial construction equipment. Hours of operation for Reynolds Farm Equipment are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're located in Hamilton County, Northern Territory, right along U.S. 31, a couple of miles from the Tipton County line. They are on west side of 31. They're right there at 1451 East, 276th Street. That's an Atlanta rural address. 46031. And you can stop in Reynolds Farm Equipment, because inside you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, you'll enjoy breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery and Deli. So let's throw one down to second base. Put the ball back in the glove. Keaton Brooks stepping in. Morgan Township going to bat in the top of the sixth inning. Stepping in the bat going to be the catcher. He'll step in the bat. He's a five hitter. Number six, Bradley Ferris. Goes by Brad often. Right in his batter's box. He has played a game. Has played a game. Jackson Kane has played a game. Both catchers. Overtime today. Here comes the pitch. The ground ball. One hop into the gut system right there. Mikey Stapleton. The stop throws across the diamond. Gets the put out. Lucas Gerke. There's one out. At top of the sixth. So the next batter going to step in. It's going to be number eight. Chair Matt Lowenthal. Matt Lowenthal, his right field, Coach John Smith, right-handed batter's box. From the windup, Keaton Brooks. Turn in, here comes the wind and the delivery. Outside, ball one. Ball, no strikes. Batter's box, at Lowenthal, or the Cherokees. You're going to square the bun early, you pull a bat back. You're going to hit away, you're going to go to right field. It's going to drop in. I believe so. Yes, it's going to get a drop in. One hop. Pick it up off the ground. Caden Minnick. Play to make there. And a nice base hit. At Lowenthal. He's at first base. So next batter will step in. One out. On the diamond. It's going to be Matt Simer. Matt Simer plays second base. Morgan Township. Who is number four? Keaton Brooks going to work the stretch once again. Left-handed pitcher staring right at first base runner, Matt Lowenthal. Here comes the pitch. The catch, swing, a miss. No ball, one strike. A little bit of throwing happening down the left field line, the bullpen area. Just throwing. The left-handed hurler getting loose kind of over there. We'll see what happens. Throw a curveball, misses outside. Ball, count goes 1-1. Stepping back in is number 4, Matt Seimer. Morgan Township, right-handed batter. And look at singles. Now out of the set. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Off the dish, strike called. Count goes 1-2. Matt Seimer. Mentioned Matt Seimer. He's a member of the sophomore class. Is listed as an infielder. Right into the batter's box. Out of set, here comes the 1-2 pitch. He'll take one foul territory. It might stay in play. It's not going to get caught, so it'll bounce once and then go out of play. A lot of territory here. I'm not kidding you. I mean, there's a lot of outs that probably get recorded. Definitely wouldn't be recorded on most playing surfaces in baseball in the state of Indiana. So working from the stretch. And the signal's now out of the set position. Brooks is the pitch. So a curveball misses outside. Balls, 2 strikes. Morgan Township, a runner at first base. 2-2 count. The batter, Timer, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Goes full at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Step back in. And then looking at singles. The stretch, Keaton Brooks, now the set position, the payoff pitch. Outside, ball 4. Well, 2 aboard, first and second base. Matt Lowenthal is at second base, and Matt Seimer is at first base. And out on the diamond, Keith Stapleton having some conversation. Here with Keaton Brooks. That broke up, getting ready for baseball, stepping in. Going to be this 8-hitter, number 7, Clint Lemons, a fielder. So 2 aboard, 1 out. Out of the 6th inning. 4-1 contest, Knights are in front. Out of set position, check second base, here's the pitch. High and away, ball 1. Timeout on the diamond, Coach Bordney, walk out. Talk there at the pitcher's rubber. And while you guys have, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers. .com. 1983. Buy, sell, trade. I'll help you to finance for car, truck, or SUV. 3rd, low mileage and 1 owner automobiles. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. Dial them up at that dealership in Fishers at 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. The 2nd location, Noblesville. That's between Noblesville and Westfield. You can dial them up there at 317-773-2232. That's 317-773-2232. FritzandFishers.com. Or ITZ. Going to make some adjustments there in the outfield. Coach Bordney. And we'll try to capture them if we can. That's probably the hardest part of what I try to do here. Unless it's a pitcher change or in the infield or something. And Seppinger's going to stay at, excuse me, Lucas Gerke. Let's double check here. We'll double check. We'll try to get this somewhat correct. Or we won't say anything. And just baseball. And the home plate umpire is working his check duty. He's making knocks. No. He's making notes. Making notes on that miniature stenographer's pad. He pocketed it. We're getting ready for baseball. He's behind the dish. Runners at first and second base for Morgan Township. Ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Outside, ball 2. The batter's box is number 7, Clint Lemons. Clint Lemons, right-handed batter. Back in the rubber, timeout called by Jackson King. Good jog out. Talk with Mr. Brooks and Keaton Brooks, left-handed hurler. As the home plate umpire, going to swipe the dish off. And that dish is able to be swiped off with broom, the little bitty hand broom right there. So that tells us that the water content is much better in baseball. They're going to walk out once again. Coach Borden ain't going to walk out. A bit of a conversation. We'll see here. Balls, no strikes, one out. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Top of the sixth. We've got bullpen activity. Taking some pauses there is Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins came off the surface at center field. A new center fielder, I'm not sure who. Keaton Brooks is going to go to left field. And Keaton Brooks is going to get the ball game as the pitcher. He gets five third innings. He'll go to left field. He'll play defensively. He'll jog out and talk with the center fielder. And I'm jogging off the diamond there. I think just a check here. But I think they're going to call Brent Robbins over to do the pitching, and he will. Senior athlete Brent Robbins. So we'll get some warm-up pauses here momentarily. Jackson King going over some well-deserved notes right there between each of them, talking about stuff that is definitely pertinent to a catcher and a third base umpire wants it to move along, and they're right. This game along. And then Brent Robbins going to get some warm-up tosses. I will mention Brent Robbins the season. Number 33. He's pitched in 42 innings. Got 10 appearances. This is number 11. That's 10 starts. So this is his first relief role. He's pitched to 183 batters. He's thrown 630 pitches. Win-loss record of 7 wins, 1 loss. And at 40 hits, 23 runs, 14 of those runs were earned. He has walked 10 batters, he struck out 2 batters, and 16 of those batters went down looking. So, you're going to get some warm-up tosses right there on the surface with Jackson Kane. One out, a 2-0 count. The batter. Now, you're going to get some warm-up swings right there against Brent Robbins. The batter still belongs to Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks owns this batter, even though it's a 2-0 count. Brent Robbins taking over. He'll assume the count as this batter for Keaton Brooks. And it's number 7, Clint Lemons, stepping in here momentarily. So they're going to some final warm-up tosses. First, back to their respective bases. Conversation at first base with two runners is complete. Both ready to go, first and second base. And Robbins, thumbs up. Brent Robbins, pretty good commands that I see from the pitcher's rubber. And they're going to have a final conversation. Home plate umpire can go out, break it up, going to have a game again. So they get ready to play. The top of the sixth inning is one out. The ended batter will step in. It's number 7, Clint Lemons. Runner at first and second base for the Cherokees. And looking at signals. Out of stretch, Brent Robbins out of set. He'll check second base. To Lemons, the 2-0 count. Outside, ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. 1 base is open. No count, Brent Robbins trying to climb back in, help out teammates, classmate, Brooks. Out of set. Comes a 3-0 pitch. Side, ball 4. The draw down. Space. Lemons. He's Clint Lemons at first base. Next batter going to step in and be the 9 hitter. Number 5, Brady Walters. The Walters, first baseman. Right-handed batter's box. He's going to step in. The Walters playing a good first base for Morgan Township. 20 ball games, batting 310. Base percentage, 482. Out of set. Third base, here comes the pitch from Robbins. Swung on, he'll foul this one right side, out of play. No balls, 1 strike. Bases are all occupied by Morgan Township. There's 1 out. Balls, 1 strike. In the batter's box, Brady Walters. Out of set position, Brent Robbins hits the pitch. Breaking pitch. Placed perfectly. Strike called. Count goes 0-2. Balls, two strikes. One out. Brent Robbins peering in looking single. From the stretch, now the set position. Comes the 0-2 pitch. Breaking pitch. And they're going to say that's ball one. Jackson King might have asked, where was that? Maybe not. Doesn't matter. One ball, two strikes. Brady Walters, right-handed batter's box. Right-handed pitcher. And Robbins comes to pitch. He finishes away. 2-2. Part of that breaking pitch, about the middle of the plate, it broke away. Step back into rubber. Stretch. Then looking at single, Brent Robbins, out of the set position, the 2-2 pitch to Walters. In a foul one, back out of play. The instant foul ball, out of play. So two balls, two strikes, one out. Breakaway stands for Walters. A little bit open, not much. Apparently looking at single, Brent Robbins out of stretch. Now the set position. Comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Didn't get the grip. Didn't get the grip he was wanting for that curveball. Breaking pitch. Count goes 3-2. 3-2 kill. Payoff pitch on the way. Bases are loaded. Four balls, one strike. Excuse me, 4-1 contest. One out. Out of stretch. Peering in looking at singles. Out of the set position. Comes a 3-2 pitch to Walters. Foul another one out of play, right side. Walters also in the mix. The quality at bat. Right-handed batter's box. That 3-2 pitch once again. Peering in looking at singles. And Robbins out of the set position. Comes a 3-2 once again. Below, going to be a block by Jackson Kane. It's going to be ball four. Dogging in, going to cross the plate. Going to score the second run in the ballgame for Morgan Township. That run's going to end and be scored by number 8, Matt Lowenthal. So it's a 2 contest. Up 6th inning. Stepping into bat. One hitter. 13, Grant Auger, center field for the Cherokees. The runners still occupying each base. Still one out. And looking at signals. Robbins, out of the set, comes the pitch. Cut, a foul ball back to the screen. Has an inside pitch. He got him just above the handle on the bat. Foul ball back to the screen. Calder, one count. Brent Robbins peering in, looking for the signal from Jackson Kane. Out of the set position, comes the 0-1 pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Breaking pitch, Robbins, count goes 0-2. So one hitter, Grant Calder. And Calder wears number 13, is a member of the senior class. Senior class pitcher, Brent Robbins, comes a 0-2 pitch. Foul ball just left the third base. How do you go the other way with it? He'll step back in with that 0-2 count once again. So no balls, two strikes, one out. Bases loaded for Morgan Township. Peering in, looking at signals, Brent Robbins. Out of the set position, comes the 0-2 pitch, second time, low for ball one. One ball, two strikes, one out. The Township batting in the top of the 6th inning. One run in, 4-2 ball game. Peering in, looking at singles. Brent Robbins out of the set, check third base, here comes the 1-2. Backdoor curveball must have just missed. Side, ball two. Balls, two strikes. 2-2 count, one out. The batter in the lineup for Morgan Township, number 13, Grant Cogger. He plays center field. Coach Smith stepping off the back, Brent Robbins. Probably some shadows. I see some shadows around the plate with the bodies standing there. Quite difficult to pick up pitches. Crouch. Here comes the pitch. Now ball. First base. Fielded by Lucas Gerke. Gets the out at first base. They'll give up the run. Then scores from third base. Number four, Matt Seimer. Takes it. Two runs in here in the top of the sixth. 4-3 ball game. So an RBI off the bat, right there, Grant Cogger. So stepping in, right-handed batter, Logan Atchison. Shortstop was number three. Now a stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Bounce. There's at second and third base. Comes in, breaking pitch, stayed inside, ball one. Logan Atchison, shortstop. I hit his batter, likes the open stance, likes to watch the pitch a little better. Both eyeballs as the ball comes in. They're close on the approach. Out of set, comes the pitch. Low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. And Robinson corrects himself. Adjusts the hat and set back in. Two balls, no strikes. Step in the rubber. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, number three, Logan Atchison. There, looking at signals from Jackson Kane. Alba set. Comes a pitch from Robbins. Swing and a miss. It's cut. Balls, one strike. Bounce. Right-handed batter's box to step back in. Runners at second and third base. For Cherokees, out of set, here comes a 2-1. Outside edge, strike call, fastball from Robbins to count even at 2-2. Balls, two strikes, two outs. I believe we might have Caden Minnick in center field. Not sure. The center fielder. Two count, two outs. Peering in, looking at singles. Brent Robbins out of set position. Comes a 2-2. Low for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Two outs, you'll step back in. That's number three, the two-hitter. Morgan Township, Logan Atchison. Logan Atchison is a member of the senior class. Set. Comes the pitch. Robbins. Swing and a miss. The Knights will get out of the inning. Knights get out of the top of the sixth. Them a little bit. They give up two runs at the top of the sixth. At the end of five and a half, Knights 4, Cherokees 3. And again, we do thank you for tuning in. We thank our support sponsors. One of those sponsors is Thomas Docks Incorporated. High quality, custom built waterfront products and services. They build docks, they build boat lifts, they build seawalls. They'll help with dock accessories and marine services, etc. Thomas Docks Incorporated. Reach them on the web at thomasdocks.com. Located in Noblesville, Indiana at 20799 Riverwood Avenue. Noblesville, Indiana 46062. And Thomas Docks, we'll mention, they are locally owned and operated. And at Thomas Docks, you can reach them at 317-774-3790. Again, that's Thomas Docks at 317-774-3790. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. by appointment. Thomas Docks, you can choose a company that has the equipment to maintain and service through an existing waterfront project. Work in Indiana, Illinois, work in Ohio, work in Michigan, Kentucky, with the capabilities all across the United States. That's Thomas Docks out of Noblesville. So we're going with a different pitcher here. Bottom of the sixth inning. The pitcher going to step in. right here for in Township. It's going to be number 13, Grant Cogger. Grant Cogger, he's the one hitter. He's going to work over to the pitcher's rubber, left-handed hurler. He comes in from center field. Center fielder, Cogger, the pitch here in the top of the, excuse me, the bottom of the sixth inning. Heights are going to bat. We'll make a little bit of bounce to Grant Cogger. He weighs number 13. He's got a win-loss record of 3 wins, 2 losses. This is appearance number 10. He's thrown 29 in the third innings on the season. He's given up 27 hits. Given up 20 runs, 11 of those runs were earned. And he's walked 10 batters. He has struck out 39. He has faced 142 batters for a total of 517 pitches. Along the way, he wears number 13, senior class member. So stepping in, it's going to be Mikey Stapleton, the nine-hitter. Shoe tie out there to pitcher's rubber for the catcher, Brad Ferris. He'll tie that shoe. He'll do it without batting gloves on. And they'll meet right there at the pitcher's rubber. Ant Cogger. And third baseman, Cal Lemons. So those three guys are going to know each other a long, long time. Yep, they'll find out. It's all good. Dogging back over to third base is number one, Cal Lemons. Stepping in, Hudson Gutwein. He's the one hitter for the night. On the pitcher's rubber, left-handed hurler, and Auger. And looking at Sagles. He's working from the stretch. I'm going to go from the windup. My son told me this years ago. He said, Dad, the pitcher's pitching from the stretch, nobody on base. He's primarily the lead pitcher. Out of set, here comes the pitch from Cogger. Swung on, foul ball, right side, out of play. No balls, one strike. It's batting, bottom of the sixth inning, a 4-3 contest. Knights in front. Here and in, looking at singles. And Cogger, out of the set position. Comes the 0-1 pitch to Stapleton. Outside edge. Had to go by. It's a strike called. Balls, two strikes. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter, Mikey Stapleton. Sophomore athlete. Stapleton has a rocket arm at shortstop position. Out of the set position, Cogger. It comes to the 0-2 pitch to Stapleton. Good catch, swing and a miss. Throwing around the horn. Batter face there by Grant Cogger. Got a new pitcher in the lineup. That means they have to kind of regather the mechanisms that the new pitcher pitches with. Well, it's a little bit different. Stepping in, one hitter for the Knights. For nine, Hudson Gutwein. One out. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Scheduled for 7. He into batter's box, Hudson Gutwein. Out of the set position, Cogger. Cogger first pitch to Gutwein. Side edge, strike call. Might have been a breaking pitch. I'd had a bit of a break there. He caught that outside edge, almost a backdoor curveball. So, no balls, one strike. Gutwein, right-handed batter's box. Out of set, Cogger, here comes the pitch. One line, foul one out of play, right side. No balls, two strikes. For baseball, thrown out. 13, Grant Cogger. The pitching here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cherokees. Out of the set position, Cogger. To Gutwein. You know, foul one out of play once again. Barely a Memorex from the last foul ball. Balls, two strikes. You need a ball replacement. Home plate umpire. A lot of foul balls. He's out. One ball in the game at the moment. No balls, two strikes, one out. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Gutwein. Tall pitch, going to get back to the backstop, ball one. One ball, two strikes. One out. Nice batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-2 count, Hudson Dutwine going to step back in. It's ball replenishment, everything's good. So working from stretch, PRN looking at signals. And Calger comes a 1-2 to Dutwine. Foul ball back to the screen. Dutwine fouled him off. Trying to get rid of the bad. We're looking for that good one. Friend of mine made that up. He's a softball umpire. A few years ago, John Hall. That up. Let me know if that's a good one. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-2 to Gutwein. Inside low. Ball two. Balls, two strikes. Hudson Gutwein. Right-handed batter's box. Batter in the lineup for the Knights. So two balls, two strikes. Just step in. Step in the rubber is Grant Calger. Left-handed pitcher facing the righty. Right-handed batter, Dutwine. Here comes a 2-2, Dutwine. You're going to flop one. Take one to left field, I should say. It's going to be a foul territory. Coming in a long way. Make the catch is the left fielder. In foul territory. That's barely in the foul territory. Nice catch made by Clint Lemons, left fielder. So Clint Lemons, a good play there. Out number two, the Knights here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 17, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, senior class member. At end of batter, Evan Boutel slaps the baseball with the bat. Here comes the pitch. He's going to square the bunt. He's going to put a bunt down. Back to the pitcher. Location. He tried. Trying to get a beat out of bunt there. He just got some wheels. They'll throw him out just barely at first base. So Gavin Boutel going to pick up his glove. He'll go to third base. And the Knights are going to give way to top of the seventh inning. It's going to be Morgan Township to bat in the top half of the seventh. Six innings complete. Knights, 4. Cherokees, 3. And they're going to sit on the diamond. Brent Robbins got the baseball. And I will also mention, this game is in part being brought to you by your home away from home. Do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida? But you don't have a place to stay. Well, you can enjoy that Davenport, Florida, home away from home. Enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath, spacious townhome with a private pool. It's available for short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination in northeastern Polk County. Close proximity right there. Davenport, Florida, to the Walt Disney Theme Park in Orlando. And if you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, just 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa, Clearwater, Daytona, and New Smyrna beaches. And your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. When you get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. Inquire. You can direct your emails to 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. Again, an address, email address is 353CAPTIVA@gmail.com. And I'll tell you what, I'll have a fun time with your family. Maybe you just needed the individual purpose to go down there for a meeting or somewhat. Just say Davenport, Florida. Check out that email and give them a call, 353CAPTIVA@gmail.com. So in the bat here, the top of the seventh inning, first batter of the lineup for Morgan Township is going to be number one, Cal Lemons. Cal Lemons, the third baseman. His batter, step in, he's a three-hole batter for Morgan Township. Brent Robinson steps to the rubber. It's from the windup. 1 foot on, 1 foot off, right-handed hurdler. Robbins, a signal, Jackson Kane, comes a pitch to try and get the signals. And earpiece, Jackson Kane's earpiece, might not be getting the communication the brand new device opportunity. It's a prerogative of whoever wants to use it. It's the speaker, and pitch is being called from the dugout. Swing on, he fouled one out of play, left side. That microphone has to be in the dugout. Whoever's calling the pitches, they need to be in the dugout. So that's brand new. IHSAA adopted that. I'm sure they saw that somewhere else. So no balls, one strike. The wind up and the pitch. Sexy swing, they're going to call a strike from home plate. Plate umpire said he didn't need help. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Left-handed batter, Cal Lemons. From the windup, Brent Robbins. Pure in, here comes the wind and the pitch. Swung on to take one to center field. Going to float. Going to left field. Going to catch there is Keaton Brooks. Brooks, he's pitched five innings, moves out to the left field, and makes the first catch for the first out in the top of the seventh inning. So they're going to time out there. They're going to check on this earpiece, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, I tell you what, he's got a big body. Not real tall. He's 5'10". He's 195. I tell you what, I've not seen a guy that's got in the weight room as much as him. Changed his body. He was a freshman. He's a junior now. He really likes football. He likes football. Every time that word's mentioned, he smiles. Carries the football for the Knights. They get him the football about any way they can get it to him. Six passes. Slot receiver. Two end around. He'll move the football. So the piece is fine. Coach Fortney comes out and adjusts it. And everything's good. So one out. Working from the wind, windup. Here comes the first pitch. Tries to check his swing. They call a strike. Call a strike. I'm sure if that was a check strike, I'm in the batter's box. Count goes 0-1. He's got two pitches left. Away. That's number 17, Chase Rosenbaum. Comes in low. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Third baseman. Take that back. D.H. at the plate. He's batting in place of the pitcher's position. He might have done away with that D.H. back. He's an original starter. He's still the D.H. Pitch comes in low. Balls, one strike. One out. So let's step back in. That's number 17, four-hitter, Chase Rosenbaum. Chase Rosenbaum on the season. Batting 256. Got two home runs on the season. Looking from the windup, here comes the pitch from Robbins. Swung on, ground ball foul, third base. Evan Beattell was right in the vicinity for a fair ball. Ball, two strikes, one out. So Chase Rosenbaum getting around on the pitch pretty quick. Rosenbaum, right-handed batter's box. He stepped back in. He's been aboard. He's got himself aboard in this ballgame. Here comes a 2-2 pitch from Robbins. He was trying to check that swing. He's going to drop third. Jackson's going to pick it up behind home plate. He'll throw a strike to first base. They'll get the put out at first base with Lucas Gerke. Two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. So Jackson team, they're going to ask for a different baseball. New baseball going to be handed to Jackson team. They'll toss it out. Brent Robbins. Next batter in the lineup, Morgan Township, going to be number 6, Bradley Ferris. Brad Ferris has done a tremendous job behind the dish defensively as the catcher. Morgan Township. Ask for time to step in, secure that back foot. And looking at signals, Brent Robbins, out of the windup. Pitch. He pitch finishes above his zone, ball one. Number 6, Bradley Ferris, the catcher. Lee Ferris, the box there. Here comes the second pitch to Ferris. Outside of ball. Balls, no strikes. Bradley Ferris, a member of the junior class. Two balls, no strikes, calls time. Granted, he'll step out and take a practice swing. Balls, no strikes, he'll step back in. He'll adjust those batting gloves, he'll tighten them up. And it looks like Bryce Harper on the side of the plate. Ferris is a good player. Here comes a pitch. Above the zone, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. So the manicure that right-handed batter's box. Three balls, no strikes. Now the windup and Robbins. And signals, here comes the wind and the 3-0 pitch. Pitch comes in, ball four. So Brad Ferris is going to reach base, pitch walk, the senior athlete, Morgan Township. Next batter going to step in, number eight, he's the sixth hitter. Lowenthal, Matt Lowenthal, he scored a run in this ball game. They're going to go with the courtesy runner at first base. So jogging off the diamond there is Brad Ferris giving away to a courtesy runner at first base for the catcher. Stepping in, Matt Lowenthal. Where's number eight? That's in the sixth spot. Working out a stretch. Here comes the pitch, Bryn Robbins. Breaking pitch, finishes high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, top of the seventh inning, one aboard at base. The Cherokees, the set position, comes above the zone, ball two. And Robbins trying to relocate that release point. Pretty close. That ball just a tad bit longer. Falls no strikes, Jackson Kane jogs out. A conversation with Bryn Robbins. Home plate umpire Dreyer. Cleans the dish, starts to walk out, and they break up their meeting. And Jackson King going to get back behind the dish. At first base. It's your runner. Right there for Brad Ferris, the catcher. Morgan Township. Right-handed batter's box. At Lowenthal. I'm out on the diamond. I'm out called by Lowenthal. That's that right. Set back in. Timeout is granted. It's okay. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set, Bryn Robbins. Comes the pitch. Above the zone, ball one. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Bryn Robbins. He's bringing it. MPH is there. On that release point. Just above the zone right there on that pitch. Balls, no strikes. Peering in looking at Sagles. Catcher, Jackson King. Playing the pitches from the dugout, Coach Bordenay. Now a stretch, now a set, he's going to square the bunt. He's doing the fake bunt. He'll pull the bat back, and the pitch comes in, strike called. And that's number eight, Matt Lowenthal. Trying to disembark the strike zone from pitcher. Robbins, he throws a strike. Count goes 3-1. Comes the pitch from Robbins, a 3-1 pitch. Comes in. Might have been a breaking pitch. Strike two. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at first base. Courtesy runner for number six, Brad Ferris, their catcher. The Morgan Township catcher. Out of the set position. Balls, two strikes. Here's a pitch from Robin. Bung on, foul ball, out of play. Almost straight back. Just underneath the baseball. To count again on the way. Hugging back to first base. Going to do the running right there. And they're going to work from there. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set position. 3-2 pitch once again. Robbins, breaking pitch, finishes high for ball four. Runners at first and second base. Morgan Township. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out, talk with his infield, pitches rubber, And again, we thank you for tuning in. We thank you. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21, she works for Century 21 Sheets Company, just over there in Marion County, just across the county line from Hamilton County. And we're going to see a substitution in the ballgame. We're going to see Alex Schumer bring a King's glove out. I think we may see Tim Lucas Gerke here in the top of the seventh inning. Luke Gerke went the distance in game one versus Union City. We'll double check here. He's going to just rubber out how he likes to place his foot to get that push off. That push off off the rubber, that's why the rubber is there primarily, to get that push off. And Lucas Gerke going to get warmed up right here. And then we'll mention Lisa Stokes Bear. When you're thinking about residential or corporate relocations, no, a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. And Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years of experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate reliability is something a professional real estate agent and or real estate broker strives for, such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Your happiness and her success are two of the same. Your, I should say, for the real estate lady, it's the high real estate IQ. Tackle Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. Reach her at 317-513-4086. And her number, 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. So here's some final warm-up tosses. This Gerke. Kisterke comes over from first base. Steve Seppinger is off the bench to be the baseman. Steve Seppinger in the ballgame was playing defensively in left field to start the ballgame. Batting for him was Alex Schumer. Schumer batting in the seventh spot. And Seppinger comes in to play first base and Lucas Gerke goes to the pitcher's rubber. So, two outs, we're going to have a new batter. Next batter in the lineup for Morgan Township is going to be number four, Matt Seimer. Seimer's a seven-hitter. Plays second base. The Cherokees. We'll get back to baseball. Live action, getting ready to start up. Here we go. Right into the batter's box, Seimer. That's Matt Seimer. Now a stretch, now the set. Lucas Gerke, first pitch to Seimer. And strike one. Inside edge, fastball, goes 0-1. At Seimer, where's number four? At Seimer, steps back in, right-handed batter. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball, breaking pitch. Could have been a cutter, might have been a slider. Outside, low, ball one. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. And looking at Staples, Lucas Gerke. Out of the set position. Modestly, not much of a lead at second base. Comes in tight. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Runners at first and second base. No need to get a big lead at second base. Working out stretch, now the set. Comes a 2-1 pitch. Above the zone. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. Lucas Gerke. Step back in. And look at signals out of stretch. Jackson Kane. Collected from the dugout. The set position. Here comes the pitch. Gerke. High and inside. Ball four. So they're going to put a runner at first base. Going to move the other two around to second and third. Out in Township, bases occupied by each. So stepping in is going to be number seven, Clint Lemons. Clint Lemons, the eight hitter, step into bat. And looking at signals out of stretch. Kisterke getting a signal now out of the set position. Comes the pitch. Side tight, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Outs. Singles on the rubber out of the set position. The 1-0 pitch. Ground ball, first base, Steppinger. He'll field it. He'll touch the bag. That's going to complete the ball game. What a ball game. What a ball game. Now Morgan Township, Central Catholic. They're going to cross in front of home plate. We'll mention final score of this ball game, 4-3. Central Catholic, 4. Morgan Township, 3. What a ball game. What a two teams' effort. Through a rain delay, a short rain delay, that makes a difference. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, so check the website. You'll find out what time the game will start next weekend. Be on Friday or Saturday. There'll be two games on Friday. Two games on Saturday. It's not the one game on Friday, three games on Saturday anymore. So they'll play two on Friday. I believe it's a 5:30 start for the first game, Eastern Time. 8 o'clock, the second game, Eastern Time, on Friday. And then the night shift play in the 4:30 game last year on Saturday. So the Saturday contest will be an hour earlier for the first game at 4:30. Second game on Saturday will be at 8 p.m. Nobody knows who's playing where and at what time it's going to start. Please keep your ears and eyes posted. And we do thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for sound check, monitoring the game. Communication from her is always good. And we do thank the hospitality up here in the booth. Mr. Todd Hindley, the PA announcer, tremendous job, and enjoy him. You heard him on the pregame. That was him introducing lineups and then the national anthem. We thank you for tuning in. Until next week, we thank you. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. And then we'll also mention, if you want to hang loose, we'll talk to Coach Bournet here in just a bit. I don't know how long that will be, but we'll talk to Coach Bournet here in just a little bit. Thank you for tuning in. We're back postgame. We're going to talk to Coach Bournet. Coach Bournet, a wet ball game, a dry ball game to start out. You guys made it a ball game.
You know, I thought our guys really battled tonight. You know, Wheeler's he's a heck of a pitcher. You know, felt really good to be able to get on the board first against a pitcher like that. You know, Hudson kind of set the tone and got us off to a good start there. And it was a triple, and I saw missed the cutoff man. It squirted away, and it was risky there with no outs, but I knew it was going to be tough to move the ball against him, and fortunately it worked out for us.
At the seniors, they really stepped up.
You know, I'm so proud of all of our guys. You know, we had 6 seniors that graduated last year, back-to-back state championship teams. They said this was the year that CC is going to be down, and our seniors that were coming back to that, you know, and they rose to the challenge, and they've rose to the challenge all year, and they stepped up big time today.
That is to say, if you drive stakes and find out progress, you guys have progressed.
We have. You know, we have guys that didn't play any varsity baseball last year. Lucas Gerke did not play any varsity baseball. Now he's coming in, and he has been our guy on the mound. And Gavin Boutel didn't play last year. He's been rock solid at third base and rock solid in a two-hole for us. You know, and Keaton Brooks stepping up in a big-time role on the mound. Bren Robbins had a great year on the mound, came in, got some tough outs today. The ball there, 2 outs in the 7th to get it back to Lucas. But, yeah, I'm just so proud of our guys and how they progressed from last year to now.
See, you played here at LaPorte. You kind of like that.
Yeah, you know, this is a great place. This is where Indiana High School Baseball was established. Ken Schreiber was the guy, you know. Ken Schreiber and LaPorte Baseball is what Indiana High School Baseball is about. So to be able to come up here on his field get 2 victories today and a dramatic victory 2 years ago, just feel very fortunate and blessed.
Find out when you play and you'll let everybody know, and that's just a byproduct.
Yeah, you know, we're going to enjoy this tonight, baby. We're going to enjoy it, and whenever they tell us to play, we'll show up, and we'll give it a heck of an effort.